We've had a couple of days off for the All-Star break, but we are back with baseball here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. The first half champion and second half leading Clearwater Threshers travel to Fort Myers, where they clinched their first half playoff spot for the second time this season for a three-game set after the week off that was All-Star break and draft week in Seattle throughout the major and minor leagues. Welcome into the broadcast booth here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. My name is Josh Sperber, and I will be giving you the play-by-play for the Threshers and Mighty Muscles. Third series between the two teams so far this season, and it's been one of the most evenly split for the Threshers in terms of record. Only one team has a smaller winning percentage against the Threshers, and that is Tampa, than the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Tampa and the Threshers have gone an even 6-6 in the 12 games the two teams have played each other. That is the Threshers' next home series beginning on Tuesday. This week, they're in Fort Myers, who they won a six-game series here at Hammond Stadium back in June at the beginning of the month, where the Threshers clinched their first half division title and split a 3-3 six-game series set in BayCare Ballpark for the opening homestand of the 2023 season to make a 7-5 record for the Threshers against the Mighty Muscles this year. It was two of the top teams going toe-to-toe when things got started back in that first week in June. Now things a little bit different. It's a tight race in the West Division. The first and last place teams are just five games apart. It's the Threshers in first, but one above that last place team are the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. They are 7-8 on the season, four games back from the Threshers in the second half. They have won four out of their last 10. The Threshers, a one-game lead over the Bradenton Marauders and Lakeland Flying Tigers. And though the Threshers might have the top numbers in terms of overall record, home record, and run differential, there's no team in the Florida State League hotter than the Lakeland Flying Tigers right now. They're tied with Bradenton for second at 10-5. Lakeland has won each of their last 10 games. They go up against Tampa, who is in fourth place in the West tonight. The Threshers, though, clinched that first half division title here in Fort Myers back on June the 9th, winning 8-4 to clinch the series and the first half division championship of the Florida State League. And now a different looking team for the Threshers is coming to the plate here at Hammond Stadium. Marty Malloy brings the Threshers into Hammond Stadium at 55-25 overall, one of the best records in all of baseball, an 11-4 mark in the second half, coming off of a series where they won the last four and five of six against the East first half division champion Palm Beach Cardinals. Now it's the two of the better teams in the first half going toe-to-toe in the West once again. And Marty Malloy brings a lineup very similar to the last lineup where the Threshers played back on Sunday at home against Fort Myers. William Bergoglio remains in the leadoff spot. He went 1-for-3 with his 7th ribby of the year in the series finale against Palm Beach. Brian Rincon back in the order for the Threshers. He will play short and bat second. Ricardo Rosario, who in my opinion should have been the player of the week in the Florida State League last week. He was unbelievable. Couple of walk-off and game-winning, game-sealing hits. I mean, he was just unbelievable. 9-for-22 with a couple of home runs and a whole lot of RBIs and a big hit streak for Ricardo Rosario right now. Did not get the player of the week, but he'll bat third behind Rincon and play in left field. Currently on a 9-game on-base streak for the Clearwater Threshers. 3-for-5 with an RBI and a run scored on Saturday, just about a week ago in his last game. Ano Kemp, the cleanup man, he'll play at third base. Cole Moore, the first baseman, who had another heck of a series, hit almost 500 against Palm Beach last week with a couple of home runs, including a game-opening solo shot that led off the second inning in Sunday's victory. Ryan Leach will bat sixth. He is doing the catching. Chad Castillo back in the order, a quiet six-game hit streak for him, as Castillo 6 for his last 23 with 3 RBIs. He'll DH in bat seventh. Jordan Vyers, who's coming off of maybe the best game of his career, a perfect 3-for-3 at the plate in the All-Star game or the pre-All-Star game finale, including a go-ahead two-run home run in the fourth inning. He'll bat eighth in right field. Cade Fergus, the number 9 hitter, he will play center field for the Clearwater Threshers, team leader with 8 home runs, second on the team with 36 RBIs to Justin Crawford, who is back with the Clearwater Threshers after being in Seattle for the end of that Palm Beach series. But he is not in the starting lineup for Clearwater tonight. The starting pitcher for the Threshers, Jonathan Petit, a guy who started the season as a reliever but has since become a valuable piece of the Threshers' starting rotation. He's making his second start against Fort Myers, a game which the Threshers won on June the 7th. Was the last time and only time he has pitched against the Mighty Muscles in his career. 4 shutout innings with 5 hits and 3 strikeouts in that contest for Petit. On the season, he does not have a decision and a 5.93 ERA in 41 innings of work. It's over double the amount of strikeouts he has compared to walk. He'll get the start. It'll be his 10th of the season for the Threshers and his 3rd in the month of July. For the Mighty Muscles, their manager, Brian Meyer, 41-40 on the season, 7-8 in the second half through the first 15 games. They are fighting for a playoff spot, unlike the Threshers, who, as I mentioned, clinched the last time that they were here a little over a month ago tomorrow, the Saturday clinching game over Fort Myers before they headed back to BayCare Ballpark. Finish out the first half of the season. For the Mighty Muscles, Ricardo Olivar will lead things off, playing in left field. Danny DeAndrade will bat second and play at short. Carson McCusker, an independent league signee for the Minnesota Twins, who has done quite well for Fort Myers in his first 9 games with the club. 4 homers and 8 RBIs with an .1166 on base percentage. Just through his first 9 games, he'll play his 10th at the minor league level, hitting 3rd and playing right field. Rubel Cespedes, a veteran for Fort Myers. He has played more games than anyone else in the starting lineup at 73. His 74th game, he will hit cleanup and play at second base. Carlos Aguiar is the designated hitter tonight, batting 5th. Rafael Cruz, brother of Pirates great O'Neill Cruz, he will bat 6th and play at 3rd base. The speedy Dylan Noisy down to the 7th spot in center field. Gregory Duran batting 8th and playing 1st. And Dylan Tatum will do the catching, batting 9th and rounding out the order for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Ben Etheridge is the man who hopes to keep Fort Myers above .500, as they are currently just 1 game over the .500 mark. But Etheridge 0-for-4 on the season with an ERA of .249, 36 strikeouts, 18 walks in 43 and a third inning pitch, without a win on his record so far this season. Etheridge gets the ball for Fort Myers, a guy who has mid pitch against the Threshers in the last series that the Threshers won 4-2. The last game the Threshers won, they did send another team down to .500. They put Palm Beach down to 40-40 with a 7-2 victory, buoyed by a 4-run 7th inning and a pair of home runs before that from Clearwater. Cole Moore got things started, leading off the 2nd inning with a solo home run. It was his 2nd homer of the series and 3rd of the season and put the Threshers ahead 1-0. Then an RBI triple by Michael Curiale in the 4th, even the score at 1-1. Then on a 1-2 pitch in the bottom of the 4th inning, after Cole Moore had already reached base for the Threshers on a single, Jordan Vyers hit his 4th homer of the season, giving the Threshers a lead they would not surrender at 3-1. But not for lack of trying by Palm Beach, particularly Michael Curiale, who forced a throwing error from William Bergoglio and allowed Leonardo Bernal to score on a ground ball in the 6th inning. That put Palm Beach in 1, but then in the bottom of the 7th inning, the Threshers offense did what we've seen it do quite a lot so far this year, and it just absolutely exploded. With nobody out in the inning, the first 2 reached, a single by Jordan Vyers and a walk to Cade Fergus. Vyers was taken out on a sacrifice that did not go well for the Threshers. Adamson Cruz made a heads-up play to throw out Viers at third base on a sacrifice bunt by Matt Alafano. Fergus moved to second and Alafano at first, but they both ended up scoring. Bases loaded came when Cleubert Avila got his first hit as a Thresher, a single to load up the bag. Then Troy Schreffler brought the first run in on a single off of Augusto Calderon. A new pitcher came in, but that did not stop the Threshers. Sacrifice fly by William Bergoglio as Calderon left with an injury after that single knocked pretty strongly off of Calderon's leg. Bergoglio drove in a sacrifice fly, and there were two outs in the inning. Felix Reyes drove in two more runs with an RBI single to make it 7-2 Threshers. That's where the score would stay. Oswald Medina got his first win of the season, and Wen Huipai struck out five in the final two innings of work. Any pitcher is available for the Threshers today, so we'll see who goes. We do know Jonathan Petit will get the ball in the bottom of the first inning, but first, we will take a brief pause to honor our country with a playing of the national anthem before some baseball here at Hammond Stadium.
Fans of this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps for the playing of our national anthem. The Fort Myers Mighty Muscles are committed to creating a safe and enjoyable game experience.
Well, you heard it. We're ready to play ball here in Fort Myers. Threshers and Mighty Muscles going at it for the 13th time this season. And we've seen some really exciting games between these two squads. 12 games, 7 wins for Clearwater. And the Mighty Muscles have won just 5 of them. Top team in the West are the Threshers. That has been the story of this team since the month of May. It has been a season well dominated by these Clearwater Threshers. And one of the biggest moments came here at Hammond Stadium. The Threshers won 3 of the first 4 games against the Mighty Muscles in the road series against Fort Myers back at the beginning of June. They came into that series with a magic number of 5 over the Mighty Muscles, who were at that point in second in the Florida State League. And whenever the Threshers have faced the team right under them in the standings, they tend to come out the victor. It happened against Palm Beach, the other first half champion. The Threshers took 5 of 6 from them. It happened in the pre-July 4th series against Bradenton. The Threshers took 4 of 6 from them. And the other time that the Threshers played Bradenton during the first place run, which was at BayCare Ballpark in May, they won 5 of those 6 games against the Marauders. When this Threshers team is faced with a challenge, they take it and they run with it. And they did that. They had a chance to clinch on the road against the Mighty Muscles, and that is exactly what they did. 4 wins in 6 games against Fort Myers, including an 8-4 series clincher on Saturday, June the 9th, to officially book their ticket to the playoffs. Now, it's a youth movement here in Clearwater with the first pitch missing to William Bergoglio out of the arm of Ben Etheridge, and we are underway in Fort Myers for the 13th time the Threshers face the Mighty Muscles. curveball in there for a called strike one to William Bergoglio, who is leading off for his second game in a row. Something that he has been doing more and more lately, as the 1-1 hit in the air out to left field, but it's Olivar underneath it making a catch as that ball just curled right into straightaway left for the first out of the inning on a fly ball. So we are one out into the return from the All-Star break, and the Threshers and Mighty Muscles are getting started in the top of the first inning. Ben Etheridge will send the first pitch to Brian Rincon, and then I'll send you the Threshers lineups. Fastball missing outside, and it's a 1-0 count to the switch hitting shortstop, batting second for the Threshers. Ricardo Rosario is on deck as the three-hitter, and Otto Kemp hoping to come up in the hole as the cleanup man. Rincon fouls a fastball back over the Mighty Muscles dugout on the third base side, even the count at 1-1. Cole Moore hitting fifth, Ryan Leach hitting sixth, Chad Castillo hitting seventh, Jordan Viers eighth, and Cade Fergus ninth for the Threshers. Curveball missing inside to Rincon, count 2-1 to a guy who is among the home run and RBI leaders. Despite being one of the smaller players on the team, he packs a lot of power into that frame. 2-1. Chopped on the ground over to first, fielded by Duran. He takes it to the bag himself. Two outs as Rincon out on the unassisted grounder to bring up Ricardo Rosario. Rincon, just 5'11", 185 pounds for the Clearwater Threshers, but he's got 7 home runs and 36 ribbies on the season. Ricardo Rosario coming up. We'll talk about him in a second and just how good he was last week. But first, we'll set the defense for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Etheridge on the mound, throwing the ball to Dylan Tatum, who is the catcher. First pitch, swung on a miss, an upstairs fastball gets by Rosario, 0-1. First base, Gregory Duran. Second, Rubel Cespedes. At short is Danny DeAndrade. And at third is Rafael Cruz. Now Etheridge deals the 0-1. Fastball hit high in the air out to left field, but it tails in shallow for Olivar, who makes the catch. It's Ricardo Olivar in left, in center Dylan Noisy, and in right Carson McCusker, as that will end the inning and the defensive alignment for the Mighty Muscles. Quick 1-2-3 for the Threshers in the first. Now Jonathan Petit will come out as Fort Myers comes up to bat for the first time in the return from All-Star break here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Welcome back into the Threshers Broadcast Network. Jonathan Petit getting out there for Clearwater, making his 10th start of the season. A guy who started off the year in the bullpen for the Threshers has emerged to be quite a solid starter. Typically go 4 innings, but his last road start against the Bradenton Marauders, he went the full 5. 4 runs and 3 hits in that one. 7 hits and 3 runs in 3 innings against Palm Beach on the 8th, the game that the Threshers ended up winning in walk-off fashion. So Rosario, or Petit, excuse me, in July is not without a record, but a 7.88 ERA in 8 innings of work, as Ricardo Olivar is beamed by the first pitch from Jonathan Petit. So just like that, the Mighty Muscles have the first base runner of the ball game on a hit by pitch. And now that'll bring up Danny DeAndrade. Ricardo Olivar, the leadoff man, hit by the first pitch from Petit. And now Danny DeAndrade, the number two hitter, climbs into the right-handed batter's box against the righty Petit. First pitch, fastball up and in, and it's a 1-0 count to DeAndrade. Carson McCusker, the number three hitter, will bat next. In the hole is Rubel Cespedes. Carlos Aguiar bats fifth. Rafael Cruz batting sixth. Dylan Noisy is the seventh hitter. DeAndrade pops one up into shallow right field. Byers coming in, but he's called off by Bergoglio, who reaches up with two hands and makes the catch for the first out of the first inning. Carson McCusker will come up to the plate now as the rest of the Mighty Muscles lineup. Gregory Duran, the eighth hitter. Dylan Tatum is the number nine hitter for Fort Myers. Carson McCusker, an independent league signee, just joining the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles a little while ago, played for Oklahoma State in college and was initially selected by the Milwaukee Brewers in 2017. First pitch to McCusker is going to sit in for a called strike number one. And Frontier League, Tri-City Valley Cats, before he made his debut in Fort Myers just nine games ago. His 10th game in affiliated ball, he was drafted out of high school, but declined to go to Oklahoma State University and did not return to MLB draft boards when he was eligible in 2021. Fastball zips in for a called strike two to McCusker. It's a 1-2 count to the Mighty Muscles left fielder with Olivar still on first base with one out. Olivar, nine stolen bases on the season, 17 in his career. He has been caught once in 2023 and a total of six times in his three-year minor league career. 2-2 the count now to McCusker, the fastball running up and in. After this at-bat, I'll give you the defensive alignment for the Clearwater Threshers unless McCusker grounds into a double play. Two balls, two strikes, one out. The pitch hit high in the air. I don't think we have to worry about two. This one into left field and way gone. Different kind of two than I was hoping for. A two-run home run by Carson McCusker gives the Mighty Muscles an early 2-0 lead, and that ball was gone as soon as it left the bat. Fifth home run for McCusker in just his 10-game minor league career. And the first Frontier Leaguer puts the Mighty Muscles on the board with a two-run shot.
15 minutes. Batter up, second baseman, number 20,
Rubel. So, homer number 5, RBI number 9 and 10 for McCusker. Now the bases are clear for Rubel Cespedes with Jonathan Petit setting the first pitch, a fastball in for strike one. The defense behind him is as follows. Ricardo Rosario in left, Cade Fergus in center, Jordan Viers in right. As the pitch called strike two on the curveball to Cespedes. In the infield, Cole Moores at first, William Bergoglio at second, Brian Rincon at short, Ano Kemp at third. The 0-2 pitch missing low on the breaking ball, 1-2, caught by Ryan Leach, the battery mate of Jonathan Petit, and reaches down, grabs some dirt, and now he is set for the 1-2 offering to Cespedes. The pitch, outside fastball, and that is going to be called a drop third strike. Thought it was fouled off as it landed outside of Leach's glove, but it is a drop third strike, and Leach gets the tag on Cespedes, so he does not have to run to first base. Two gone in the first inning, a 2-0 lead for Fort Myers, and Carlos Aguiar, the designated hitter, coming up to the plate for the Mighty Muscles. Two gone, nobody on. Petit is set after the first home run. The pitch, foul tip into the mitt of Leach, and it is an 0-1 count to Carlos Aguiar. Aguiar, the DH tonight, making his sixth start as the designated hitter, and he lines one into right field for a base hit. Byers is there to cut it off before it gets to the corner, so Aguiar held up at first base with a two-out single. Two hits in the inning now for the Mighty Muscles, one of them being the two-run homer by Carson McCusker. Aguiar, not a huge stolen base threat, but he does have some speed as Rafael Cruz comes up to the plate. Aguiar, 4-for-6 in stolen base attempts this season, 16-for-30 over his five-year minor league career. First pitch, cut on and missed by Cruz, and the count is 0-1. Dominican-born, as was his much taller brother, O'Neill Cruz, 6'6", unfortunately injured shortstop for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball, missing low, and it's 1-1. Some rumblings that he could be down in Bradenton come playoff time. If the Marauders are to make the playoffs, the Threshers could be facing O'Neill Cruz in the first nap round. But for right now, it's Rafael Cruz, who is about 5 inches shorter than his older brother, O'Neill. He swings and misses at a breaking ball there, and the count is 1-2 from Jonathan Petit. But Cruz from Nizao in the Dominican Republic, 19 years old, 6'1", and 200 pounds. The weight's about the same with O'Neill, but he's at 6'6", he weighs a bit more. Petit throws it back to first base, not in time, as Aguiar is in just ahead of the tag from Cole Moore. So Petit will get some dirt to grab some grip, and now he's ready with a 1-2 count to O'Neill Cruz. The pitch popped up. Shallow left field. Rincon going back, calling off Rosario, who's still coming on as backup behind him. It's a two-handed grab on the pop-up for Brian Rincon, and that will end the first inning. But the Mighty Muscles get themselves on the board. Two runs on two hits, no errors, and one man left. And at the end of one, it's 2-0 for Myers here on the Threshers broadcast
network. Game time. Public delivery game. We're into section 211, row one. Section 211, row one. Congratulations. Here are the public's delivery of the game. One lady on a row at the corner, raising the roof. Bring it back up the loose, guys. Circa 1999. Public's delivery of the game, row 211, row one. Caroline, back to you.
Thank you.
Award-winning listings, Bar and Grill would like to invite you to any of their 3D County locations to enjoy happy hour specials from 11 to 7, 7 days a week. Listings has nightly entertainment and news. Check out their Facebook page to view their upcoming events and shows. And be sure to enter the Gerber Collision Fastest Pitch of the Game promotion at the Fairfield and Guest Services booth. Guess the fastest pitch of tonight's game, thrown by a muscle pitcher, and you can win 4 tickets to a future Muscles game, courtesy of Gerber Collision.
An early lead for the Mighty Muscles. The Threshers, though, no stranger to coming back from early deficits. It's 2-0 here on this Friday night in Fort Myers. The Threshers allowing the first run of 22-18. There are very few stats where the Threshers don't come out with a winning record. Arno Kemp is one of the reasons why. He has been a stalwart in the infield for Clearwater all year long. He takes a first pitch curveball for ball number one. Kemp, a third baseman today, has some experience playing second as well. It's where he was primarily used in college at Point Loma Nazarene. He takes another curveball, on this time on the outside corner, to even the count at 1-1. For the Threshers, he's primarily played at third base, but has filled in at second when needed as well. 1-1. Now the pitch from Etheridge. Fastball cut on and missed, and the count is now 1-2. Kemp, 5 homers, 31 RBIs, had one against Palm Beach last week, where he finished that series 3-for-16 with a walk. And the walks are what has kept him so high up in the lineup. He is just an on-base machine for Clearwater. This one spoiled foul on a breaking ball from Etheridge. 1-2 is the count. For Otto Kemp, in walks, he is tied for 5th with 47 walks on the season. Also up there in runs scored at 49, where he's also tied for 5th, just 2 behind his teammate, Marion Boyd. Takes a breaking ball in the dirt, 2-2 to Kemp. And now the count is even at 2-2. Kemp, third baseman tonight. 2-2. Jam shot, but he fouled it off the netting, and the count will stay at 2-2. A good defensive at bat here for Otto, who has fouled 2 pitches away with 2 strikes, and now takes a timeout. against the Muscles this season, Kemp 8-for-34 with 11 runs scored, a homer, and 4 RBIs. This one hit in the air, high out to right field. Towards the foul line is Aguiar, and he drops the ball on the dirt in foul territory. Since it's the Fort Myers home park, I don't think they'll give him an error for that, but definitely E9 potential, as that one looked pretty easy to get to on a lazy fly ball in foul territory down the right field line. Still 2-2 as Kemp escapes and lives to fight another day. About a 230 hitter on the season is Otto, 232 to be exact, with a 387 on base percentage. And he has an OBP of 413 against Fort Myers. 2-2, outside on the fastball. Now the count runs full. An expert as working walks is Otto Kemp, and getting one to put a tying run on for the red-hot Cole Moore wouldn't be the worst thing. Payoff pitch, hit up the middle, and that's even better. Into the gap for a base hit is Kemp. Noisy cutting that off as Kemp takes a big turn around first and quickly heads back to the first base bag. Otto Kemp gets the Threshers' first hit post-All-Star break with a leadoff single after a difficult at-bat here in the second inning. A 9-pitch AB for Otto Kemp. And now the tying run is up at the plate. Cole Moore for the Threshers. In the last second inning he played, he hit a home run. Two homers in the series. His high for a single series for the Threshers, as his other one was hit back in Tampa in April before his injury. 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored was Cole in Sunday's contest. This fouled away by Moore. The first pitch of the at-bat is a fastball that lands in the stands behind home plate. 0-1 the count to the lefty Moore, coming off of one of his best series of the season. He went 6-for-14 with 5 extra base hits, 3 doubles and 2 long balls, drove in 3 RBIs and scored 2 runs. Kemp checked back over to first by Etheridge, and he is ruled safe, sliding in underneath the tag of Gregory Duran. 0-1 count to Moore, who hit his last home run to lead off the second inning on Sunday against Palm Beach, currently riding a 4-game hit streak and a 5-game on-base streak. Kemp, a big lead off of first base. He'll stay put. 0-1 misses outside by a mile, and it's 1-1 to Cole Moore. 3 doubles, 2 home runs, 3 RBIs over his 4-game hit streak, which lasted the entirety of the series for the Threshers against the Palm Beach Cardinals. Kemp again has to go back to first base, diving and sliding in safely ahead of an Aguiar tag. And he tried to fake about going back to the pitcher's mound, but Kemp did not bite. So Moore, 3 homers and 12 RBIs now, up to slugging percentage to 404 as a fastball misses way outside from Etheridge. Good pickup by Dylan Tatum to keep Kemp on first base, because if he had missed that, the ball would have gone to the backstop and Otto would have gone into scoring position. Now it's a 2-1 to Moore. Otto Kemp off for second. Moore holds up the swing. Fumbling on the transfer is Tatum. And getting the appeal is Moore, because the count now 3-1 after Otto Kemp's 16th stolen base of the season. 16-for-20 now on the year is Otto. And he will stand on second base with a 3-1 count to the lefty Moore. That right field line is open to the big left-handed hitter out of Dallas Baptist. And a single would likely put the Threshers on the board. 3-1 the pitch, hit high and foul behind home plate once again. The count runs full to Cole Moore. He's primarily played at first base for the Threshers. Certainly has some power, but one of the reasons that he has been so high on the list of a couple of Phillies scouts is his defense over at first base, yet to make an error in his minor league career. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kemp with a short leadoff second base. He's being held on by DeAndrade. That's where the pitcher Etheridge will look. 3-2, and here's the pitch. Kemp stays put, swing and a miss by Moore, and he is down on strikes for the first out of the second inning. That's the first out strikeout for Etheridge, his 37th of the season. So now one for each starting pitcher. Now the time changes as the new batter for the Threshers is Ryan Leach, a guy with a whole lot of power on his own. Three home runs, including a grand slam this season, as well as 14 RBIs. This one fouled away for strike number one to the Threshers catcher. In four games, three of which he started against Palm Beach, 2-for-13 with a run scored, was Leach, including a 1-for-4 game on Saturday, his last contest. 0-1, fouled back off the end of his bat, and the breaking ball makes it 0-2 to the Threshers catcher. 21 years old, undrafted out of Whitby, Ontario in Canada. Did come to the States for his collegiate career, played at Division I Marshall University before he debuted as an undrafted free agent for the Threshers last season. This one popped up in foul territory. Short run by Duran, but that one reaches the seats before he can reach the fence. Still an 0-2 count to Leach. One out and a man on second into 2-0 ball game. That currently favors the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. The Threshers still 22-18 when allowing the first run. And as I mentioned, they are 7-5 overall, including 4-2 mark here at Hammond Stadium. It's an 0-2 to Leach here in the top of the second. Fastball missing low and away, 1-2. Ryan did not go on a purpose pitch by Etheridge. Leach, one of the not-so-small contingency of players who has been drafted twice. Well, part of a different team before he came to his current team, I guess, as he went undrafted by the Phillies. There he lets a breaking ball go, and even at 2-2. Drafted in the 30th round out of high school by the Cincinnati Reds in 2019, but he elected to go to Marshall instead. Now he stayed and signed in the majors with the Phillies. This one hit on a line out to left field. That's in for a base hit with Olivar getting to it quickly. Kemp is held up at third. The ball bounces away from a catcher, and Leach is headed to second base. And he will get there standing up on what will likely be called an E2. Though the error could go to Olivar on the throw as well. Either way, likely going to be a single and an error. Each team now with two hits. The tying run on second base for Chad Castillo. So Kemp to third with one out in the top of the second inning. Threshers trailing 2-0. Leach on second, Kemp on third. The lefty Chad Castillo at the plate. Curveball settles in the upper part of the zone, and it's 0-1 to Castillo, who, as I've mentioned before, is riding a 6-game hit streak, his longest such streak of the year. He's also reached base in each of his last 12, dating back to the beginning of June. This one lifted high and deep out to left field, curling foul, and that's where it will land, on the roof of the concourse next to the bar out in left field for the Mighty Muscles. 0-2 the count to Castillo, who has his average up to 193 on his 6-game hit streak. Two of his six hits have gone for extra bases, and he's driven in three runs. Two doubles, and then that solo home run against Bradenton on July the 3rd. Now it's an 0-2 with a chance to tie the game. The pitch, breaking ball outside, and it's 1-2 on the cut fastball. Castillo does represent the go-ahead run now, as there are two runners on. The tying run for the Threshers, though, is Ryan Leach, and he is on second base. Kemp is on third. It's a 1-2 count to Castillo with one out in the second. The pitch, way inside. Chad bends his legs out of the way, and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 15 homers, 19 RBIs on the year, and Castillo has recorded a hit in all six of the games he has played in the month of July. 6-for-23 with 3 RBIs and 2 runs scored for last year's 9th round pick out of California Baptist. Fastball outside. Now the count runs full. And Etheridge has started off the counts pretty well, getting a couple of 0-2s in this inning. But he has worked the count full to all batters except for Ryan Leach. A 3-2 single for Kemp. Moore struck out on a 3-2. Leach got up to 2-2 before he singled, and then reached on that E7 Now a 3-2 to Castillo. This time it pays off, though. Swing and a miss for a strike three on a breaking ball on the outside corner. So now it's Jordan Fires who will represent the go-ahead run. Got two outs for the Threshers here in this inning. Two strikeouts and two singles. So if things go by the pattern, Myers is going to single here. If he does, Threshers might end up tying this game. They're down by two runs as a curveball misses outside to Myers, count 1-0. Myers coming off of one of his best games of the season. It is first home run of the month of July. And that was a two-run go-ahead shot. His last two home runs have given the Threshers a lead. 1-0. Fastball outside, and that evens the count at one ball and one strike as that catches the corner. Two games against Palm Beach last week, 3-for-7 with a homer and two RBIs, as well as a run scored. All three of those hits came in Sunday's game, 1-1. This one popped up into left field, not too far of a run for Olivar. He tiptoes towards it and makes the catch for the final out of the inning. So the Threshers don't score a run. They do get two hits, the one error, two men left as the Threshers trail the tying run on second base. The first half of the second inning is over. It's 2-0 in favor of the Mighty Muscles as we head to the bottom second inning here on the Threshers broadcast network.
I'm Mark Angel, the law office of Angel and me. If you've been involved in a car accident and are not sure of your legal rights, call us at 1-800-747-3 for a consultation. We'll take back control of your car. Ryan Hollingsworth is a member of the Paradise Coast property team and has been helping Twin fans find their piece of paradise in Southwest Florida for almost 15 years. As a concierge agent, we'll guide you every step of the way during the buying or selling process. When looking for a real estate agent you can trust on the Paradise Coast, contact Ryan Hollingsworth, 239-910-3567.
Bottom of the second inning, already a two-run lead for the Mighty Muscles, courtesy of Carson McCusker. Two-run shot, his fifth of the season, his first at bat against the first-half champion, Threshers. Last time they were here, they won 4-of-6 and celebrated a playoff berth over Fort Myers. I remember that week, the Threshers wanted... We're obviously happy to clinch a playoff spot, but it is quite clear that they are not taking this second half lightly. So 1-0 count to Dylan Noisy. Now the pitch, swung on and missed. Fastball makes it 1-1. From the minute they clinched that division in the first half, the big talk was about another thing that they wanted to clinch, and that was a league championship. Fastball again, this one at the knees, and it's a 1-2 count to Noisy, who steps out in disbelief of the strike call. Shea Graham calling balls and strikes behind home plate. Hasn't missed one yet, and Chad Lagana is on the base pass as the other umpire. The Threshers, definitely the definition of a hungry team. This is a team that winning is just a word constantly strive for and just thrown around the locker room. 2-2 the count now to Noisy. And it starts with a coaching staff and it emanates through the entire players. This is a team that just wants to win ball games. 2-2, breaking ball outside. Now the count 3-2 to Dylan Noisy. If they clinch a playoff spot, they start talking about championships. That is certainly the ultimate goal, as it would be for any team this season, but the Threshers, one of the two teams, to have a secured shot at the Florida State League title. Ball four to Noisy as a fastball misses outside from Petit. He's not a guy who walks a whole lot, but that's his first of the ball game and his second against Fort Myers. Bring up Gregory Durant, 2-0 the lead for him and the Mighty Muscles, and they've got the chance to make it more with the leadoff man who just happens to be one of their fastest runners, Dylan Noisy, over on first base. 10 steals on the season for the Texas Tech grad. 15 complete attempts. This one fouled away by Duran, sliced underneath the breaking ball, and it's 0-1. 23 for 33 in the two seasons for Dylan Noisy, both of which he has spent some time here in Fort Myers. Got as high as Cedar Rapids in 2022. Now he is on first base, playing the entirety of this season so far with the Mighty Muscles. He speeds back to first, and they're standing up ahead of the throw by Petit. 0-1 the count to Greg Duran, 2-0 the lead for Fort Myers with no outs in the bottom of the second inning. Now Petit deals. Noisy thought about stealing, and it's a swing and a miss by Duran. Maybe he got a piece of it, and the count is 0-2. Fastball upstairs from Petit, just in attack mode. Surprising, the left-handed hitting first baseman. 239 hitter on the season, 789 OPS for Greg Duran. 0-2. This time, Noisy stays still completely, and the fastball misses outside. 1-2, Petit not getting the chase there on Durant. So one ball and two strikes, the Mighty Muscles first baseman. And they will get a second trip around the lineup beginning in this inning as well. Petit deals the 1-2, fouled away, a light tap over the netting. Going right behind home plate is Greg Durant. Still a 1-2 count to Fort Myers' first baseman. They lead it 2-0. So Noisy, a short leadoff first base. Leach has got a very strong arm. He has been difficult to run on this season. 1-2, wave and a whiff, strike three. Gregory Duran couldn't find the fastball, and Jonathan Petit blows it by him up and away for the first out of the second inning. His second strikeout of the day. That'll bring up Dylan Tatum for the Mighty Muscles, the catcher and number 9 hitter for Fort Myers, the last player who has yet to bat so far today. First pitch to Tatum, fastball, called strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. And to UC Irvine by way of San Joaquin Delta, a junior college, all out in California where he's from. Now up with an 0-1 count in his second year of minor league ball. Fastball below the zone, 1-1. Noisy extends his lead over at first base. Petit is set. Ball at the brim of his hat. He wheels around and throws to first with two on the pitch clock, and Noisy is back in there safely. One ball, one strike, one out, and one on, and a two-run lead for the Mighty Muscles here in the bottom of the second inning. All-Star break is ended. Major League, Minor League Baseball all in action across the board as the fastball misses upstairs to Tatum to make it 2-1. Florida State League is back. We already do have a game that got finished, completing a June 25th contest between the FSL East foes, St. Lucie and Jupiter. 2-1, hit high in the air, deep out to left. If it's fair, it's gone, but it's foul by Dylan Tatum. 2-2 the count. One of the longer foul balls I think you'll ever see. That one going 5 to 6 feet away from the foul pole in left. One of those that just kept curling and curling foul. Needed Carlton Fisk to try and push that one fair if you're a Mighty Muscles fan. But for you Thresher fans listening out there, it's two balls and two strikes to Dylan Tatum with a double play in order. Double play shift for the Threshers as Bergoglio is up the middle. 2-2 pitch, fouled away. We will do it once again. So to look at the Florida State League scores, St. Lucie beat Jupiter in the first game of their doubleheader 4-1. It's in the bottom of the fourth of game two right now in St. Lucie, and it's now Jupiter leading 4-1. The Hammerheads in the lead, so far in the second half for the East Division. Fastball outside. Now the count runs full to Tatum. And Noisy looks like he'll be heading to second with one out. Tampa leading Lakeland 5-3 in the top of the fourth inning. A 10-game win streak for the Flying Tigers. Second longest in the league this year to the Threshers' 13-game win streak back in April. 3-2, popped up, foul. It's going to land not too far from my position. And the count will stay at 3-2. Noisy will head back to first base as he was off on the 3-2 pitch. Bradenton hosting the Dunedin Blue Jays at the top of the fifth inning. 4-3 the score with the Marauders in the lead over Dunedin. And then Daytona and Palm Beach are in a delayed start. Have yet to begin their post-All-Star break season. Noisy check back at first base again. He will stay at the bag safely as he slides in underneath the tag of Cole Moore. A full count now to Tatum. We'll see if Noisy goes again. One out, Noisy thinks about it, and it wouldn't matter anyway as Tatum spiraled another foul ball back into the netting behind him, keeping the count full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. 2-0 the lead for Myers. One out and a man on first base. Still a full count to the catcher, Tatum. Pitch number 8 of the at-bat coming up. Petit deals again. Wave and a whiff, strike 3. The throw to second, though, not in time as Noisy has steal number 11 on the season. But more importantly, second straight strikeout for Petit. Are they calling him out? They're calling Noisy out at second base. I thought that he would be not in ahead of the tag, but he must have come off the base, and now it's a strike him out, throw him out, double play. That blew everybody away. I didn't even realize that. But that's my own fault. The Threshers, though, get the double play to end the inning. They don't leave a runner stranded. The top of the muscles will come up in the third. In the top of the third, though, it's 2-0 for Myers. Threshers looking to change that. Bringing up Fergus to lead off the third inning.
LaShante, the Lion, is in the blue. And in the red, that is Peter the Possum is in the red. And in the middle, undefeated in the gold and purple, that is Marvin the Mighty Possum Man. All right, Marvin, here we go. On your mark, get set, and go. It is Marvin and Jimmy Bell against the Lion. The Possum takes him on. Oh, Marvin slips as well. The Possum is down. Is he playing dead or is he really dead? Who knows if Peter the Possum? Here we go. Play a mascot race. There we go. The Possum is up and moving. Come on, LaShante the Lion. LaShante the Lion does not know what's going on. There goes Marvin the Mighty Muscle Man making it away. In the winner of the day, he's taking everything he's got. Come on, Marvin the Mighty Muscle Man. In the brand mascot race, is he going to be victorious? Oh, Peter the Possum pulls something in his leg of fear. It's LaShante against Marvin. Winner right there. Marvin the Mighty Muscle Man. Brand mascot race. They're alive.
Thank you. So
it is a strike him out, throw him out, double play that ended the second inning. Dylan Noisy has now been caught 6 times with 10 stolen bases. Apologies on my end for thinking that he got out. But Cade Fergus will try and bunt his way on in the third and bunts the first pitch foul down the first base line. And the first baseman, Duran, charging. And it's an 0-1 count to Fergus, who usually does not go the way of the bunt. Definitely a power bat for the Threshers. 8 homers, 36 RBIs for Clearwater this season as the fastball bounces off the glove of Tatum and goes behind Fergus, count 1-1. 13th round pick out of George Washington in 2022. Fergus awaits the 1-1. Hit on a line right into the glove of Duran. He did not have to move to make that play. And a hard line drive in a long spot gets the first out of the third inning. But it makes any Star Wars fan's favorite baseball play an L3. So that's something. And now Dylan Tatum going to be checked on by the Mighty Muscles trainer. Looks like Chase Thompson is out there getting his throwing hand or his glove hand worked on by Chase Thompson, with William Bergoglio set to bat for Clearwater. So while they're giving a check to the catcher, it appears he's going to be okay. Let's take a look at the Philadelphia Phillies system. Finals in rookie ball. And the DSL Phillies White continue to dominate the Dominican Summer League. 21-6 is their record after a 17-9 win against the DSL Twins. Their compatriots in red lost 5-4 in 10 innings to the Dominican Summer League Cardinals. Now William Bergoglio set in the box. Etheridge not wasting any time, but missing with a fastball outside. Count 1-0 to the Threshers' second baseman. In the Complex League, the Phillies lost to the Yankees in the FCL, 8-4 over in Tampa. 1-0 to Bergoglio, sliced high in the air and out to left field. Olivar underneath it, takes a step back to make the catch for out number two. Second time Bergoglio has gone oppo with the flyout in this game. That will bring up the shortstop, Ryan Rincon, who is 0-1 after grounding out to first in the first inning. So two gone in the third, Threshers trail 2-0 as a curveball misses outside, count 1-0. In the full season part of the Phillies system, the Reading Fightin' Phils have a 2-1 lead over the 50-win Portland Sea Dogs in the top of the third inning. That's the double-A action for the Phillies. 1-1 as a fastball touches the outside corner against Rincon. A prominent member of the Fightin' Phils this year, Johan Rojas, a Thresher in 2021, is with the Philadelphia Phillies and expects to make his debut in the major leagues sometime this week. Philly, it did not start him, but he is with the team for this home series against the San Diego Padres. Now it's a 1-2 count to Brian Rincon with two outs here in the third inning. The pitch bouncing into the glove of Tatum, count evens at 2-2. But a big congrats to Johan Rojas, a Thresher in 2021. Now we'll go up to AAA, where Nick Nelson, who rehabbed with Clearwater earlier this year, is spinning so far two shutout innings as a man on in the top of the third, but a 3-0 lead behind him for Lehigh Valley against the White Sox AAA team, Charlotte Knights. Hard line drive, diving play, Duran somehow comes up with it. An absolute robbery by the Mighty Muscles first baseman, and Brian Rincon is denied extra bases on a diving catch on the line drive. So the Threshers go down in order, 1, 2, and 3 in the third. And Fort Myers leads 2-0 in the bottom half of the third inning. We'll finish up the Phillies scoreboard when we come back.
Fans, it's time for the pitcher's lucky seat of the game contest. If you are sitting in section 112, row 6, C3, please report to the Fairfield Inn. Guest service approved, as you have won a $25 gift card from the same pitchers. Marita Resort Retirement Community offers independent living, assisted living, memory care, and mild cognitive impairment without large fees. Their resort style community offers this is starting at just $33.95 per month. Start living that resort lifestyle now. Brandon's Eye Care is a one-stop shop for cataract surgery, basic and smile laser vision correction, as well as the treatment of eye disease. With the patient's first approach to care, your eye health is in the best hands with the specialists at Brandon's Eye Care.
One above the third inning, a two-run shot in the first for Jonathan Petit, but after that, it's been relatively smooth sailing. 3 strikeouts so far for Petit. Now the top of the order coming back up for the Mighty Muscles. Olivar getting another chance at the plate after being hit by a pitch and scoring the first run of the game on McCusker's 2-run shot. And that is where the score stays. 2 hits apiece, 2-0 Muscles. And the first pitch to Olivar is a fastball that goes low to make the count 0-1. Or 1-0, excuse me. So the Jersey Shore score after the pop-up by Olivar now evens at 1-1 as that ball will go foul. Jersey Shore and Rome tied without a run scored. 2 hits for the Blue Claws, but none for the Braves thus yet. Top of the fourth inning, former Thresher Marcus Lee Sang is currently at the plate for Clearwater. Jersey Shore in the running for the SAL North, a tightly contested division in the first half. They finished about 4 games out of a playoff spot as the Renegades won the North. This one hit on the ground to Rincon at short. A high throw pulls Moore off the bag, but he spins around to get the tag on Ricardo Olivar. A really great play that saved Rincon of an error. Cole Moore acrobatic over at first base on the ground out to short. Not gone in the third. That'll bring up Danny DeAndrade, who popped out to Bergoglio in his first at bat. He's 0-1. Petit deals. Breaking ball bounces on the plate, and the count evens at 1-1. 1 gone in the inning. 2-0 lead for the Mighty Muscles as Petit deals. Fastball right down Main Street, and the count evens at 1-1. Two hits apiece, 1 error for the Mighty Muscles, none for the Threshers as the curveball gets over the bat of DeAndrade, who swings and misses at the pitch. Now the count is 1-2. Threshers, the best defensive team in all of the Florida State League. Curveball missing inside, 2-2. The fewest errors by a very wide margin, and they're the only team with a fielding percentage above .980 at .981. Hard line drive, high and deep out to right field. Fires going back, and that one lands foul in the Threshers' bullpen to keep the count at 2-2. Well hit ball, DeAndrade just a little bit late on a heater from Jonathan Petit. So still a 2-2 count to DeAndrade, who is hitting .238 on the season with 6 home runs and 36 RBIs. On base percentage of .357. He has played this entire season for the Mighty Muscles in his third pro year. 2-2. Fastball just missing upstairs, and the count runs full. Right on the outside corner, but just a little bit above the letters on the white jersey with purple sleeves that DeAndrade dons. Payoff pitch, curveball tapped high in the air out to right field. Fires coming in on it. A faster run now, but he finds the ball quickly to make the one-handed running grab for the second out in the third inning. And that'll bring up Carson McCusker. Long fly ball on the bomb in left field for Fort Myers. His home run has provided the only run scoring event in today's ball game. 2 outs for McCusker, who came up with 1 on his homer and fouls the first pitch he sees back into the backstop. 5th homer of the year for Carson. 10 RBIs now in 10 games. And keep in mind, he had played in the Frontier League since 2021. 0-1, fastball on the inside part of the plate, narrowly missing, and it's 1-1. So independent baseball, certainly a viable option for some guys. You see a lot of major leaguers opting to go the independent league route to get themselves back in the ballgame. As the fastball misses away, count 2-1. Casey Clemens, the brother of current Philly, well now current Iron Pig, but a Phillies farmhand, and Cody Clemens, both sons of the pitcher Roger Clemens. As this one hit on a line just underneath the glove of Moore into right field, and the independent leaguer Carson McCusker is now 2-for-2 with a 2-out knock here in the third inning. So McCusker, like guys like Casey Clemens, who was the first player signed by the Staten Island Fairy Hawks back in 2022. Daniel Murphy began the season with the Long Island Ducks. I mean, there's a long list of guys who have MLB experience and have gone to the indie ball just to keep playing, or guys that have come into the minors from independent baseball. First pitch misses outside to Rubel Cespedes, and it's a 1-0 count on the fastball from Petit. Haven't seen McCusker's speed yet, only a slow jog from him, as he had an easy single in his last at-bat after the homer in the first. 1-0 is turned foul by Cespedes as he taps one behind home plate, evening the count at 1-1. Two runs on three hits for the Mighty Muscles, no runs on two hits for the Threshers. It's Ford Myers that has one in the error column. So one ball and one strike, two outs to Cespedes. Short leadoff first by McCusker with Moore holding him on. Breaking ball bouncing inward, and it's 2-1, and Leach threatens the back pick over to first, but McCusker gets back before he can throw it over. Two balls and one strike now to Rubel Cespedes, two outs in the inning, and a man on first base. Now Petit, deals. Fastball just missing outside again, maybe a little bit low on the heat, which came in at 92 miles an hour from Petit. Three balls and one strike with two outs in the inning, 2-0 lead for the Mighty Muscles. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball upstairs again. Petit stays with the heater and fills up the count at 3-2. So McCusker will head to second base on the next pitch from Jonathan Petit, who has thrown over 50 pitches thus far in this contest. Here's the payoff. McCusker goes, fouled away, and he will do it again. Fort Myers continuing to foul balls off with two strikes. There were four two-strike foul balls in the second inning, two so far in this inning, with the first one coming there from Rubel Cespedes. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Petit deals. McCusker leaves. This one hammered high and deep to right. Viers going back on the track, leaping at the wall. He makes the catch. That ball looked destined for the seats, but it's denied by Jordan Viers. A leaping grab at the base of the wall in right field. And that keeps the game at 2-0. The Threshers still trailing them. One hit, one man stranded for Fort Myers. And no runs have come across for the Mighty Muscles. Well, through three innings here at Hammond Stadium, Threshers trail 2-0 here against the Mighty Muscles on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
3, 2, 1, go! And it's Alvin City, Sydney, and Alvin.
Part of the Threshers order trying to bridge this 2-0 gap against the Mighty Muscles. 2-0 the lead, 3-2 also in favor of Fort Myers here in the top of the fourth inning. Rosario sends the first pitch high into shallow center field. Easy play for Noisy, who runs drifting into right center, making the catch. One pitch, one out. in the fourth inning. Rosario 0-for-2 after a 9-for-22 set over five games of the series against Palm Beach. That'll bring up Otto Kemp, who got the Threshers' first hit of the ball game back in the second inning. Him and Leach got aboard with Knox in that frame. And the Threshers stranded the tying run at second base. 0-1 count to Kemp now as a fastball catches the outside corner. Etheridge working quickly the pitch. Curveball hit high in the air, deep out to center field. Sprinting back is Noisy at the track. Noisy's there. He reaches up to make the grab, crashing into the wall with the momentum carrying him forward. A well-hit ball by Otto Kemp, but great work from Noisy to get to that one. A really tough play to make the catch to put the second out up in the fourth inning. So two gone, top of the fourth here. 2-0 the lead for the Mighty Muscles. Cole Moore slices the first pitch foul off the upper part of the netting behind home plate. 0-1 count to the left-handed first baseman in his second-year pro, went undrafted but signed out of Dallas Baptist University and was the first call-up for the Threshers this season. Joined the squad on April the 12th. Moore takes this pitch high and foul, banging off the pennant signs behind home plate. The Mighty Muscles, the Twins affiliate, playing at the Twins spring training ballpark here at Hammond Stadium. So the pennant list for Minnesota back behind home plate, and Moore hit that one off of 1987. Right in the middle of that display from the very first back in 1924. And almost 100 years later to their next one in 2020 on there as well. Fastball up and away for Moore. 0-2 turns to 1-2 as the fastball misses upstairs to the Threshers' first baseman. He's 0-for-1, struck out one of two so far for Etheridge. 1-2, breaking ball, diving low. Moore keeps the bat on his shoulder to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 flyouts to center field so far in the fourth inning. That's how we have the 2 outs. But a 2-2 count with the lights on at Hammond Stadium now. Now the pitch. Inside on the breaking ball, and for the second straight at-bat, Cole Moore has reached a full count. Etheridge is certainly limiting the Threshers, but he's not being super efficient while doing it. Almost at 60 pitches, currently throwing 57. Payoff pitch, hammered on a line out to right field, but underneath it is McCusker. He'll make the catch just shy of the warning track for the out to end the fourth inning. So a couple of really well-hit fly balls by the Threshers, but they go down 1-2-3. Here in the fourth inning. Bottom of the fifth coming up. 2-0 lead for the Mighty Muscles in the first baseball action since the All-Star break here on the Threshers broadcast network. Bottom of the fourth inning for the Mighty Muscles. They lead it 2-0. All their runs coming off the Carson McCusker home run back in the third. He has two of the team, and in the first, he has two of the team's three hits. And we're not back this inning unless the Mighty Muscles can put up a whole lot on Jonathan Petit. First pitch to Aguiar, driven high in the air, out to right center field, drifting towards center. And that is Fergus underneath it to make the catch for the first out of the fourth inning. So much like the top half of the fourth. One pitch, one out on a fly ball to center field. This time it's Carlos Aguiar retired for the first time. That'll bring up Rafael Cruz, who's 0-for-1, popped out to short in his last at-bat. Some action getting started in the Threshers' bullpen. It's a right-hander. As the first pitch missing inside to Cruz to make the count 2-0 the lead for Fort Myers. One gone here in the bottom of the fourth. Petit deals, fastball, gets away from lead with no one on base, though. It's just a 2-0 count. I think it's Aberson Castellano who is getting warm in the Threshers' bullpen. 2-0 to Cruz, topped up foul, and that makes it 2-1. So it looks like Aberson Castellano is up in the bullpen. Petit has gone 4 innings, nearly every start he has pitched, as Cruz fouls one off to keep the count now even at 2-2. Deep in his second start against Fort Myers, both of them here. Two more outs, both of them will have gone 4 innings. 4 shutout frames on the seventh, last time these two teams faced each other. This one hit high in the air, out to left center field. Fergus is underneath it. Rosario rolls behind him to back up, but a second straight fly out to center field for the first two outs in the fourth inning. Warm-ups intensify in the Threshers' bullpen. Castellano now back to the pen, getting his warm-ups. A lefty is getting loose in the Mighty Muscles' bullpen. And now there are two outs in the fourth inning for Dylan Noisy. He walked and was caught on a strike-em-out, throw-em-out double play in the second as the first pitch misses inside, and the count is 1-0. 2-0 the lead. Fort Myers has led the entirety of this ballgame. Now it's 2-0. 2-0 the count, two outs, too Noisy, who walked in his last time up. Petit deals up and away, and that one almost got Noisy in the head. Petit just holding up his arm just to kind of stretch it out. Also, say my bad to Dylan Noisy. Almost brushed off some paint from the helmet. 3 balls and no strikes in this at-bat to Dylan Noisy. And that has put Petit on the brink of 70 pitches. 69 hurls towards home, 41 strikes, and pitch number 70 turns into a 4-pitch walk. Second free pass of the day issued by Petit. Both of them have come to Dylan Noisy. Full count and now a 4-pitch walk to the center fielder for the Mighty Muscles. Fort Myers has a 2-out base runner for the second consecutive inning. Gregory Duran, struck out in the second and is 0-for-1 despite making a couple of really nice fielding plays. Noisy off for second, ground ball right to second to Bergoya. He shuffles towards first and Moore makes the grab. One pitch, there's the final out in the fourth inning as Petit and the Threshers make quick work on the Mighty Muscles in the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left. Still 2-0 Muscles in the lead. You're heading into the fifth here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
We have the Millers, we have the Vincents, and we have the Horvaths. They're going to be participating first between the Millers. We have Don Miller, Tammy Miller, and Heather Miller. Then the Vincents, we have Michael Vincent, and Faye Vincent, and then the Horvaths, we have Mike Horvath, and Jenna Horvath. They're going to be battling against the Toledo Notes. Here we go, on your mark, get set, and go. There we go, Miller, Vincent, and Horvaths are all taking off. Look at Heather Miller, go Heather Miller. Oh, there's a spill by Mike Horvath. Miller. It's Heather Miller. Debbie Miller, John Miller, Faye Vincent, Michael Vincent, Jen Horvath. Oh, pushed down. It's Michael Horvath again. That is a $2 million rough trade. Caroline, back to you.
Thank you.
My tables, more entertainment, more slots, more fun, more music setting. There's more in Paris at Seminole Casino Hotel. Come on.
Famous Jason Brown Park, an official bank of the Money Muscle, stop by any of the many Southwest Florida locations.
Still Ben Etheridge on the mound for Fort Myers with left-handed warm-ups intensifying in the left field bullpen of the Mighty Muscle. A little bit of leniency for Brian Meyer, though, as Etheridge has pitched through the first four innings of the ball game without allowing a run. He will be eligible for the victory if he can finish this inning at least relatively unscathed, as he only has a 2-0 lead. But a powerful part of the Threshers' order is coming up to the plate. 6, 7, and 8, but some of the best home run hitters in the lineup in the bottom quarter of this Threshers' order. 1-0 the count to Ryan Leach, who has 3 home runs in about 2 months with Clearwater, including a grand slam in Dunedin. Curve ball over the plate. Leach lets it go, and it evens the count at 1-1. He's won 4-1 with a single in his last at-bat. And Chad Castillo and Jordan Viers will follow him up as the next pitch, 1-1, low and away, 2-1. So between the three of them, 3 homers for Leach, 5 for Castillo, 4 for Viers. And that is 12 home runs between the 6, 7, and 8 hitters of the Threshers. Fastball on the outside corner, 2-2 the count to Leach. And it's now square as Ryan will take some time to adjust his batting gloves outside of the right-handed batter's box. He is back set. Pitch clock is on. Etheridge, the 2-2. Breaking ball low, and the count will run full. A lot of full counts for Ben Etheridge, at least one in every inning except for the first. Now 3 balls and 2 strikes, a payoff pitch, outside ball 4, Ryan Leach has reached for the second time. Guards and bats go towards the dugout, and Leach represents the first base runner of the fifth inning with the leadoff walk. First time since the second that Clearwater has put a base runner on, as they have been taken out in order on balls in the air in the last 2 previous frames. So the streak of 8 straight retired ends as Chad Castillo takes the first pitch for a called strike. He began that streak after the Ryan Leach single in the second by striking out against Etheridge, one of his 2 Ks on the day. 0-1 now to Castillo. Leach has yet to attempt a stolen base this season. Breaking ball, bouncing away from Tatum, egging on Leach as he lets the ball roll in front of home plate, but Ryan stays firmly put over on the first base path. 1 ball and 1 strike to Castillo, 0-for-1 on the day. The big left-handed first baseman out of California Baptist. Etheridge, the 1-1. Up and away, 2-1 on the fastball. Leach lets it fly right by. 6-game hit streak for Chad. That's 1 in all 6 that he has played in the month of July. An injury sidelined him for the last half of June, actually right before the Threshers clinched their postseason berth. This one hit on the ground a second. Leach hops above it. This could be 2. Flip to second for 1. DeAndrade's there on to first, not in time. Going into the splits is Duran, but Chad Castillo hustles out a fielder's choice to keep a runner on the base. So 4-6 gets out Leach, and a fielder's choice now makes the tying run Jordan Viers, but the run on base is Chad Castillo, a slightly better runner than Ryan. 3 stolen bases in 5. One of the count now to Jordan Viers, who had a long fly ball out to left field his last time up. He's 0-for-1. The 1-0. Sliced foul back into the netting. Count evens a one ball and one strike. He represents the tying run. His last home run was a two-run blast. That came back on Sunday. He can tie it up with what would be his fifth if he leaves the yard. Short lead off first by Castillo. Long pause from Etheridge. He deals. The 1-1, breaking ball outside. The curveball misses to make it 2-1. Castellano still warming up in the Threshers' pen. Not sure if he's going to come out and replace Petit here in the fifth, but with Jonathan's pitch count over 70, it seems likely. Two balls and one strike. Castillo off for second base. Grounder foul by Viers down the first base line. Nullifies a great jump by Chad Castillo. A good pitch to steal on as well. It was a breaking ball that bounced off the tarp and now is in the hand of Michael Jump. So 2-2 is the count to Viers. Castillo back on first after his attempt to steal was foiled by the foul ball. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Viers deals. Castillo off to second, and once again, the fastball is spoiled foul by Jordan Viers. Two balls and two strikes as Castillo went to try and steal on back-to-back pitches. Both of them fouled away. We'll see if he goes a third time here. Maybe part of the reason for Viers' timeout. He was back on the grass, stepping out of the batter's box to take a timeout. Now he is back set. The lead slowly lengthens for Castillo over at first. 2-2 count to Viers. Etheridge sets to the chest. Castillo stays put. Viers lifts this high in the air out to left center field. Noisy drifting to his right. On the run, reaches up to make the one-handed grab for the second out in the fifth inning. Two flyouts for Viers, and now the tying run transfers to the team's home run leader in Cade Ferguson. But his last home run was quite the doozy. A go-ahead grand slam in the eighth inning against Bradenton. He might have to do it against a new pitcher. Coming to the mound now is Brian Meyer. And this might be the end of the night for Ben Etheridge. He still has the ball held firmly in his glove, trying to plead his case with a manager that he should stay in for another out. Entire infield surrounding their pitcher, and Meyer will leave back to the dugout, keeping his starting pitcher in the game. Ben Etheridge will return to the hill to face Cade Fergus. The lefty in the Mighty Muscles bullpen standing at the gates, ready to get called upon, but do not come in at this juncture. So, that will bring up Cade Fergus, and he'll face the righty Ben Etheridge. The breaking ball gets away from the catcher. Leach had a big lead, so it's an easy run to second base on the first wild pitch of the ball game. Now a runner in scoring position with two outs and a 1-0 count to Cade Fergus, who is the center fielder, but 0-for-1. Hit a really hard line drive, but directly at. This could not have been an easier play for Duran. He just had to put his glove up and make the grab. So 1-0 now to Fergus with Castillo on second. Fastball inside, catching the corner for a called strike. And Fergus keeps his bat still. And we could see a reason why they left the righty on for Cade Fergus, who against lefties is hitting 250. As now the 1-1 comes. Two on the pitch clock. Etheridge deals. Fergus dumps this into right center field. Noisy giving chase in right center. Makes the catch on the run, calling off McCusker for the final out of the inning. So the Threshers keeping the ball in the air, but the Mighty Muscles keeping them off the scoreboard. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left for Clearwater who remain in a two-run deficit at the halfway point of this ball game. New pitcher coming out for the Threshers. We'll tell you all about Anderson Castellano when we come back here in the Threshers broadcast.
Foresters Financial. Everglades Equipment Group. Family's House. North Naples Little League All-Stars, Seacoast Building and Design, Cascades Estero, Friends of Foster Children Forever, 10 New Perfect Games Select Northeast Team, and the Gwinnett Bandits. We welcome you and thank you for joining us this evening. For over 50 years, radiology regional has offered advanced diagnostic imaging from x-rays and mammograms, MRIs, and more. Experience expert care. Your imaging order from any other facility is accepted. Learn more at radiologyregional.com.
At Babcock Ranch, we love to see people connect nature to each other. There's something greater than themselves. It's the town of tomorrow, right here, right now. Powered by the sun and energized by true community. Let life shine.
Averson Castellano coming on in the bottom of the fifth inning as Petit has gone his usual four innings, and apart from the two-run home run to Carson McCosker, been pretty solid. Two walks, two strikeouts, three hits, but one of them, that two-run shot that has the Mighty Muscles in the league. First pitch of the bottom of the fifth is in there for a called strike from Averson Castellano. Oh, one now to Tatum, struck out back in the second inning. Now the pitch. Fastball in there. Nope, it misses. And the count even a 1-1. One ball and one strike to Tatum. Nobody out in the fifth. Castellano deals. Air mails the curveball and gets over the head of Tatum. 2-1. A long at bat for Tatum in his inning ending. Well, turned out to be the inning ending at bat. He came up with one out. Called for batter's interference on the strikeout. So Noisy was called out at second base. Breaking ball in there for a called strike two. 2-2 the count to Dylan Tatum. Sorry. 2-2. Tatum takes a quick timeout. 2-0 lead for the Mighty Muscles with nobody out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Tatum leading off the frame. So Olivar and DeAndrade are next in line. There is strike number three, a called strike three on a breaking ball in the outside corner sends Tatum packing for the second time. Third K of the day for Threshers pitching, first in the evening. Everson Castellano. So one gone, Threshers trail by two. Now the top of the order back up for the third time for Fort Myers. It's going to be an automatic ball on a pitch clock violation by Castellano. So a 1-0 count to Ricardo Olivar here in the fifth inning. First thrown pitch, line foul, so the count quickly even at one ball and one strike. One more. Curveball, just missing upstairs, 2-1. Castellano, a four-pitch mix, 2-1 pitch. Lined into the gap in right center. Fergus on the run, so is Viers in front of the warning track. It's Viers who ends up with it. Undercutting Cade Fergus to make the catch on the run for the second out in the fifth inning. Well hit ball in the right center for Olivar, but whoever comes in the Threshers outfield is going to be good with the glove. Byers showing that he is certainly no exception to that. Two gone in the fifth inning. Olivar is 0 for 2 after scoring on a hit-by pitch in the first. Danny D'Andrade also 0 for 2, but this is his third at-bat of the game, going up against the Venezuelan native who's been with the Phillies since 2018. Fastball, changeup, curve, and a sinker for Castellano. First pitch to D'Andrade is the heater, and that misses outside, making the count 1-0. Got a quick two-inning start in his last appearance. Back against Palm Beach after getting a win against Bradenton, coming in the eighth inning after the Cade Fergus go-ahead grand slam. Now it's a 2-0 to D'Andrade on back-to-back misses from Castellano. Joined from the Complex League on June the 9th without throwing a pitch in the Florida Complex League, so it was just there really for extended spring training was Castellano. This one hit in the gap in left center field. No one's getting to that in time. That's going to fall for extra bases for D'Andrade as it's Fergus digging it out of the base of the wall. He hits Rincon, the cutoff man, and that is a two-out double by Danny D'Andrade. Second extra base knock, fourth hit overall for the Mighty Muscles. Two of them belong to the man coming up to the plate right now, Carson McCusker. First pitch to McCusker, a curveball, like Castellano fooling him with the breaker. But if McCusker had swung on that one, it might have been gone as well. A two-run homer in the first, a single in the third, makes the independent ball product from Tri-City, former New York Penn League team. Two for two. Fastball on the outside corner, called strike. And McCusker stepping out of the batter's box. He is big. 6'6" is Carson McCusker. 6'8" he's actually listed. 250 pounds out of Sparks, Nevada. Undrafted out of Oklahoma State and signed as a free agent earlier this year by the Twins. 0-2, runner goes to third. Wasn't matter. Swing and a miss. Strike three on a bouncing breaking ball in the left-handed batter's box. Castellano gets his second K of the frame. Retires McCusker for the first time on three straight pitches. But one hit and one runner stranded for the Mighty Muscles. Bottom of the fifth coming, or top of the sixth coming up, excuse me. We're through 5 innings, a 2-0 lead for the Mighty Muscles.
And Ethan, coming in, Ethan right here, from South Jersey, down here on summer vacation. You guys are playing rock, paper, scissors. You know how this rock, paper, scissors shoot. They have been talked to. They have lost before in life. So neither one of them are going to cry or pout or argue when you lose, correct? Right? Perfect. I love it. All right, bring it in close. Here we go. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. All right, 2-1. Best out of three. So 1-0 Kevin, 1-0 Kevin. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. 2-0 to sweep right here, victorious. Give it up for Kevin, give it up for Ethan for South Jersey. Enjoy the lead. Rock, paper, scissors, contest, here alive.
Thank you. For nearly 7 years, when I'm in the very best seed, crop protection, and nutrient solutions to farms, golf courses, and home gardeners all around the world. Grant, professional agriculture, part of the value of Mighty Muscles. Visit grant.com for more information. Pitching change for your Mighty Muscles on the mound, number 51, Weaker Ranch.
A new pitcher is coming on for the Mighty Muscles. Luker Reyes replacing Ben Etheridge, who will leave in line for the victory. But this is a story that we saw plenty of times in the Threshers' last series against the Palm Beach Cardinals. The Palm Beach starters were excellent against Clearwater, but it was the bullpen that the Threshers really took advantage of. And it's a similar situation now. A slim 2-0 lead, especially slim for these Clearwater Threshers, who have been one of the best all-around offensive teams in the Florida State League, leading the league with a run differential of +107, only team in triple digits in run differential this season. Wilker Reyes making his 14th appearance, 11th out of the bullpen for the Mighty Muscles. 1-1 with a 4.82 ERA in 28 innings pitched. William Bergoya takes a first pitch breaking ball outside to make the count 1-0, the leadoff man for the Threshers starting off this sixth inning. Now Reyes, the lefty, is set. Bergoya, also a lefty, this time fouls off the foul of fastball into the left field stands. A catch made by a young fan to send the crowd into a nice cheer. 1-1 to Bergoya, 2-0 the lead for the Mighty Muscle. Etheridge final line after this pitch. The 1-1, Bergoya bending away, and it is 2-1 on the wayward fastball. 5 shutout innings for Ben Etheridge. 2 hits allowed, no runs, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. Is eligible for the victory. But a 2-run lead to the Threshers is not common for comeback wins. Not uncommon for comeback wins. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Bergoya. And it's the leadoff man in the sixth inning. 2-2. Hit on the ground right to the second baseman. Hop, skip, and a jump over to first for Cespedes. He gets Bergoya for the first out in the sixth inning. 1 gone on the 4-3. That'll bring up Brian Rincon, who is 0-2. Robbed of a hit on a diving catch by Gregory Duran, and also an unassisted ground ball to the same Duran. But the switch hitting Rincon, switching batter's boxes against the left-hander in Wilker Reyes. First pitch, as the fastball misses outside to Rincon, batting from the right-handed side of the box for the first time today. His power does come from his left side, though. All 7 of his home runs have come as a right-handed hitter. 1-0 turns to 2-0 as the fastball misses up and away to Brian Rincon. As a right-handed hitter, as the 2-0 comes, fastball on the outside corner, 2-1. As a right-handed hitter, Rincon hitting .182, a total of 8 for 44, with 2 doubles and a triple and 4 RBI. 2 balls and 1 strike, 1 gone to Rincon. Fastball narrowly missing inside, 3-1. A really good eye by Rincon to let that pitch go. Just tailing inward on the right-handed hitter as Rincon calling time and granted by Shea Graham. Rewon the count, the pitch. Fastball. Not sure how that caught the plate, but it's a full count now as the breaking ball just got the outside corner. Richard Salazar coming out to greet his left-hander, a short mountain meeting between the pitching coach and the catcher, along with Wilker Reyes. So we'll take you for a spin around the major league. 1 postponement so far in the first day after the All-Star break. All teams will be in action except for the Rays and the Royals. That'll be made up in a doubleheader on Saturday in the first game back from the All-Star break. Bottom of the eighth inning in Philadelphia, 6-1, Padres in the lead with Trey Turner leading off the eighth inning. 2-2 in Pittsburgh through 5 innings. Giants and Pirates are tied at the deuce. End of the first inning, Orioles and Marlins still scoreless with Edu Sanchez leading off the second for Miami. 3-2 to Rincon, bouncing breaking ball. There's the ball 4 that Brian wanted in his last at-bat, or his last pitch of this at-bat. So, first walk of the day by Wilker Reyes, second from Fort Myers pitching. So, now the tying run up to the plate in Ricardo Rosario, who has been nothing short of clutch over these last couple of weeks. Some big home runs in Bradenton. Bigger home runs in Thresherville. Rincon off to second base. No throw as Tatum can't pick the ball out of the dirt on the breaking ball. 1-0 the count to Ricardo Rosario as the breaker missed. The rest of the MLB scores. 2-1 Blue Jays over the Diamondbacks in Toronto. Top of the fifth inning there with All-Star Geraldo Perdomo at the plate. Runners on second and third. Top fifth in Queens, nothing-nothing between the Mets and the Dodgers. Justin Verlander is going toe-to-toe with Jason Hayward right now. One out in the top of the fifth there. Reds and Brewers all square without a run scored in the bottom of the fifth inning. Corbin Burns on the hill against rookie sensation Matt McClain for Cincinnati. Braves lead the White Sox 4-0 thanks to a Matt Olson grand slam against Chicago. Bottom of the fourth at Truist Field. Braves, the first team to 60 wins. 2-0 Red Sox lead over the Cubs. Heading into the bottom of the second at Wrigley with Seiya Suzuki, Cody Bellinger, and Chris Morel due up in the bottom of the second. 1-0 the count to Rosario. Rincon takes the lead off of second. Breaking ball bouncing in the dirt again. 2-0 now to Ricardo Rosario. Rest of the MLB scores, Guardians and Rangers in a scoreless tie, bottom of the second inning, hit apiece in Texas with all-star catcher Jonah Heim leading off the second inning. Swing and a miss by Rosario, now the count is 2-2 to the Threshers left fielder. Through one inning, Cardinals got a run in the bottom of the first inning, they lead the Nationals 1-0. Yankees and Rockies about to get started in Colorado with Aaron Judge, who's been sidelined since June with a toe injury, taking some BP in Denver today. Swing and a miss by Rosario. First carry today for Wilker Reyes. Two outs in the sixth inning to bring up Otto Kemp. Astros and Angels going at it in Los Angeles. Shohei Ohtani trying to bring the Angels up to 500 for the MVP favorite in the American League against the defending champion Houston Astros. That game will begin in a little over an hour. Twins and A's at 9:40 in Oakland as Otto Kemp swings at the first pitch breaking ball. They make the count 0-1. And the resurgent Eduardo Rodriguez of the Tigers visiting the Seattle Mariners where the All-Star game was hosted. Luis Castillo, the deadline deal in last year's season, is on the hill for Seattle. That game beginning at 10:10 on the West Coast. One ball and one strike to Kemp now as the breaking ball missed. The new ball for Wilker Reyes on the mound for the Mighty Muscle. Short lead off second for Rincon. Otto Kemp is the tying run with two outs. The 1-1. Fastball low, but it catches the zone. 1-2 is the count. Kemp 1-for-2 on the day. Stole a base after he singled in the second inning. Flied out to center his last time up. Now he's the tying run, but has a two-strike count on him. One ball, two strikes. Reyes deals, swing and a miss. There is strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts in the sixth inning for the Mighty Muscles. The Threshers once again bring the tying run up to the plate, but the walk by Rincon ends up with a man stranded on second base. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left. 2-0 the score. Threshers trail the Mighty Muscles heading into the bottom of the sixth.
Fans, it's time for the South Florida Gas baseball trivia. Today's South Florida Gas question is, how big is the batter's box in a regulation game? The answer is 4 feet by 6 feet. Congratulations if you got the right answer, and thank you for playing South Florida Gas baseball trivia. Hey mates, Aussie, oi, 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 it's time to announce the Aussie Grill lucky section of the game. If you are sitting in section 114, congratulations. Stop by the guest services booth and claim your coupon for free Aussie cheese fries. Aussie Grill is the only place you can get a perfectly cooked sirloin from a drive-thru. Stop by for Aussie Hour featuring $3 milkshakes and $2 off sliders. Aussie Grill is located on Cleveland Avenue, just 3 miles from Hammond Stadium. Twins fans head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge where everything's raised to a higher elevation. Twin Peaks Draft served at 29 degrees and ice cold nights. The best kitchen and sports and man caves are covered in HGTVs. Bring your ticket stub in for free chips and queso. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, seated views.
Emerson Castellanos still on the mound for the Threshers after a strong inning of relief back in the fifth inning. Just one hit allowed, two strikeouts, and a scoreless frame in the fifth for the Mighty Muscles. But now the part of the Fort Myers order is coming up to play. Rubel Cespedes leads off the frame. He's 0 for 2. Carlos Aguiar is 1 for 2. And Rafael Cruz is 0 for 2. As the 4, 5, and 6 hitters look to add to the 2-0 lead for Fort Myers. Averson Castellano starts off the 6 with a high strike fastball on the outside corner to Rubel Cespedes. He struck out in the first and flied out to right in his last time at bat. A leaping catch at the wall from Jordan Fires. 0-1. Outside on the breaker, one ball and one strike. Nobody out yet in the sixth. Cespedes leading off the frame. He swings and misses at a fastball up to 94 from Castellano, and the count is 1-2. Castellano deals, curveball, bounce right off the middle, off of Castellano. He picks it up off his own arm, and he throws it to the first baseman. Moore makes the catch for the second out. No call for the trainer, as Castellano shaking that one off, kind of spinning around when that ball caught him and bounced towards the first base side. So a 1-3 ground out to lead off the sixth inning. Now Carlos Aguiar will come up to the plate, 1 for 2, with a two-out knock in the first inning. He flied out to center his last time up. Now up here with one out in the sixth. Still a 2-0 lead for Fort Myers. Foul tip into the mitt of Leach on the swing, 0-1 on the breaking ball from Castellano. Oh, one the count, one gun. The pitch. Curveball in there for a called strike. Nice pitch by Averson, making it 0-2 right at the knees on the inside corner. Nothing Aguiar could do about that one. One gone in the sixth. Castellano works and deals the 0-2. Did he go? No, he didn't. Tag applied for safety by Leach. Kind of threw me off a little bit. And a little playful banter between the catcher and the batter. Aguiar giving Ryan a little pat on the shoulder after the premature tag out on the check swing. 1-2 count, an almost strike 3, but it's a 1-2 now. Castellano deals, fastball gets away from Leach, count now even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bottom of the sixth inning, 2-0 the lead for Fort Myers. Both those runs coming in the first inning on a 2-run shot by Carson McCusker. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Curveball up and away, 3-2. One out in the inning. Bullpen's clear for both sides. Castellano has not worked more than 2 innings yet this season. 2 balls, 2 strikes, the pitch. Time called before the pitch. And that is going to be a walk to Carlos Aguiar. I think that's an automatic ball 4. The only explanation, as the pitch had not been thrown when the umpire stepped away from the bag. One Aguiar on first with one out in the sixth on a walk. And that will bring up Rafael Cruz. He's reached for the second time. Cruz is 0 for 2 with a pop out and a fly out. Now the infield pinched for double play depth. First pitch, fastball inside. Skinning away is Cruz, and it's 1-0. Aguiar, 4 stolen bases on the season, 16 in his minor league career. He is 4-for-6 in 2023. Was an automatic ball 4 on the Aguiar walk, and now it's a 1-1 count to Rafael Cruz as the fastball knocks the outside corner. So 3 straight balls and then a pitch clock violation on Castellano, his second in this game. And now it's a 1-1 to Cruz with one out and a man on first. Check back at first is Aguiar. Moore leaps up to make the grab. So Carlos back in there safely, sliding in head first before any potential tags. Still a 1-1 count to Cruz. One gone, one on in the bottom of the sixth. Castellano deals. Fastball lifted high in the air. Foul territory down the first base side. Short run for Moore, but that ball will hit the seats in the right field stand. 1-2 count on the foul ball by Cruz as a young fellow gets the ball from an older gentleman who picked it up off the ground. Out in the seats, not too far from the Threshers dugout. Still a 1-2 count to Cruz. 2-0 the lead. Fort Myers has held said lead since the first inning. 1-2 now. Castellano, a quick look over at first. 10 on the pitch clock. He deals. Breaking ball called. Strike 3. And there's the first challenge of the game coming from Rafael Cruz. Not going to matter, though. Beautiful pitch by Aberson Castellano. That curveball has looked especially nasty tonight. And he gets his third strikeout of the game on it. A curve on the outside part of the plate. Now that'll bring up Dylan Noisy, who has walked in each of his 2 previous plate appearances, both against Jonathan Petit. He'll face Castellano for the first time, who has allowed 1 of the Threshers' 3 walks so far today. First pitch to Noisy with 2 outs. Fastball inside, and it's 1-0. Noisy shuffles out of the way of the inside fastball. 1-0 is the count. A leadoff first base from Aguiar. Now Castellano set from the stretch, middle of the rubber, he deals. Fastball powered by Noisy, swing and missing in an upstairs heater, evening the count in 1-1. Aguiar. Keeping a short lead off first. Doesn't look like he's going to test the strong arm of Ryan Leach tonight. 1-1. Aguiar to second. Pitch misses outside. A low throw allows Aguiar to slide in there safely. And that is stolen base number 5 on the season for Carlos Aguiar. 2-1 the count to Noisy. An insurance run now on second for the Mighty Muscles with 2 gone here in the 6th inning. 2-1 the count to Noisy, who's already worked 2 walks tonight. Greg Duran on deck on Castellano trying to end the inning here with his potential relief in the Threshers' bullpen getting loose. 2-1, up and in, 3-1. Pretty close call, but ball number 3 to Noisy, who skinnies out of the way of the pitch. Castellano brings the pitch block down to 3. Noisy swings on the pitch. 3-1, hit to short, and Rincon gets it, fires to first, getting the speedy Noisy in time for the final out of the 6th inning. So 1 walk, no hits, though, in the 6th inning for the Mighty Muscles. There's 1 man left. Threshers trail the Mighty Muscles 2-0 as we head into the 7th. Here on the Threshers,
we're going to give you 3 questions. See how many you can answer. All right? Once the Threshers come through the country was the first to settle in Florida? What country was the first to settle in Florida? Spain is correct. Correct. Nice job, Jacka. All right. Next question. How many bones are there in the human body? How many bones are there in the 206. Okay, 2 for 2. 206, 2 for 2. All right, third question. Periodic table. What is the abbreviation or whatever it's called for magnesium? MG. 3 for 3. Jacqueline. Oh, it's just charged. Cool. Let's get on the Mighty Muscles then.
What nation first settled Florida?
Spanish.
How many bones are in the human body?
274.
What is the abbreviation on the periodic table for magnesium? Very good.
2 out of 3, not bad, but victorious right here. It's one of your big brother, Jacqueline, victorious. Caroline, to you.
Well, I think we sure have some smart fans.
Seventh inning in Clearwater. The Threshers still on the verge of a shutout. They have only been blanked once this season, and they trail 2-0 here in the top of the seventh inning. Wilker Reyes back on, and a lefty, Cole Moore, takes a fastball low and away for a called strike. He's 0-for-2 after going 2-for-4, but he's had a lot of late inning hits in his last couple of series. Skinny's away from an upstairs fastball, 1-1. Pitch misses up and in. In terms of shutouts, the Threshers have 5 shutouts on the season. They have been shut out once. Now the count is 1-2. And I believe the Mighty Muscles were the culprits of said shutout. The final day of their first homestand of the season, 5-0 win for Fort Myers over the Threshers, and even that series at 3. 1-2, Moore gets away from it, but it goes back over the plate for a called strike 3. A nice-looking slider from Wilker Reyes, and that is his 3rd consecutive strikeout after finishing off the 6th with back-to-back punchies. 3 Ks now for Reyes, 1 gone in the 7th to bring up Ryan Leach, who has reached twice, a single and a walk in his 2 previous plate appearances. First pitch to Leach, fastball inside, but it catches the corner and the count's 0-1. Walk in his last at-bat and a single in the 2nd inning. Leach has been doing everything he could to try and keep the Threshers, or put the Threshers on the board, I should say. Here he swings and misses a breaking ball to make it 0-2. But Clearwater has been held off by a strong pitching performance from Fort Myers. 2-0 is the score. We are in the 7th inning here at Hammond Stadium. Left-on-right matchup as Reyes deals. 0-2, fastball inside corner, called strike 3, but Leach will challenge, and it is quickly confirmed. Back-to-back called strikeouts make that 4 straight strikeouts for Wilker Reyes. 2 gone, and that'll bring up another left-handed bat in Chad Castillo. 6-game hit streak for Chad, but he's 0-for-2, reached on a fielder's choice, preventing a double play back in the 5th inning. First pitch, breaking ball outside, the slider missing upstairs and away, 1-0. 0-for-2 is Castillo, struck out in the 2nd, as I mentioned, reached on a fielder's choice, avoiding a double play in the 5th inning. Way outside on the breaking ball. 2-0. 12 game on base streak for Chad as well. 6-game hit streak is his season high, as is the 12 game on base streak. Here's the 1-0. Way away on the slider. That one slips out of the glove of Dylan Tatum, and now the count 3-0. After 4 straight strikeouts, Reyes can't find the zone against Chad Castillo. Real pitch. Castillo lets it go. High fastball, a little bit too high. And the on-base streak up to 13 for Chad Castillo, just on his 3rd walk over his last 13 games. So, now the tying run back up at the plate for the Threshers. A 4-pitch walk to Castillo, 2 gone, and Jordan Fires at the plate for Clearwater. Chad aggressive on the base pass and his last chance on base. Now leading off first. 1-0 the count to Byers as a breaking ball missed wildly. And a right-hander getting loose in the Fort Myers bullpen. 5 straight misses for Reyes. Fastball inside. Make it 6 straight. It's 2-0. Struck out Leach on 3 pitches and has not found the strike zone since. And that's going to prompt a mound meeting from Dylan Tatum, who's going to come up and have a quick chat with Wilker Reyes. He's been really solid up until these last 2 at-bats. 33 pitches and 16 for strikes for Reyes. The last 7 missed the zone. So he was well north of 500 when it came to ball strike percentage. Now just a little bit underneath that pace with 16 out of 33 pitches in the zone. 2-0 now to Byers. A short leadoff first by Castillo. Doesn't seem as anxious to try for second here against Reyes. Now Wilker deals. Fastball on the outside corner. The mound visit begets the first strike since the Ryan Leach strikeout here in the 7th inning. 2-1 to Jordan Byers. Threshers trail 2-0. They've been walked now twice. 2 hits. Byers tapped this one to short. Fielding on a hop. And the throw to first by DeAndrade. And the splits is Duran. He keeps hold of the baseball to get the final out of the 7th inning.
Oh, yeah.
In the splits goes Greg Duran, and the Threshers kept off the board for another inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and 1 man left on base. 7th inning stretch here at Hammond Stadium. 2-0 the lead for the Myers.
And they're going to be up for the 7th inning stretch. Caroline, hit the order, please.
Innings from Aberson Castellano. 3 strikeouts, a walk, and a hit in 2 frames. He won't get a decision, but he will exit the game in favor of Daniel Harper. Harper began his Threshers career, well, Threshers season, he was here in 2022, here in Fort Myers, coming off the injured list during the clinching series back in June. First pitch fastball missing upstairs to Greg Duran. And his outing is underway with a 1-0 count to the first baseman of the Mighty Muscles here in the bottom of the 7th inning. The 1-0 cut on and missed. A fastball underswung by Duran. Count evens at 1-1. He's 0-2 on the day. Struck out in the 2nd inning and grounded out in the 4th. Harper, fastball, slider, and a cutter. Heavy usage of that heater that can go up to 96. And there it is again, this time at 95 and on the outside corner for called strike 2. Slider and a cutter as well for the 17th round pick in last year's draft out of the University of Kentucky. 1-2 inside here. And now the count evens at 2-2. Harper, 2 shutout innings on the 7th against Palm Beach. 2 walks, a strikeout, and a hit allowed. He's looked pretty solid for the Threshers. 6.10 ERA and now his 9th appearance. 2-2, fouled away. Tapped off the top of the net by Duran, and we keep it at 2-2. Not allowed a run over his final 2 collegiate appearances for Kentucky. five and a third innings pitched out of the bullpen against college baseball powerhouses, LSU and Vanderbilt. And he starts with a powerful strike three. Fastball getting by Duran. And that is the second time he has struck out. Six total strikeouts for the Threshers, four from the bullpen, as Harper has his first punching in his first batter face. That's the number nine hitter coming up, Dylan Tatum, who has been a victim of two strikeouts, swinging and missing, and there is strike number one. He was struck out by Castellano, first batter he faced in the fifth, and then struck out probably previously by Jonathan Petit back in the second inning. One gone in the top of the seventh. Tatum finds this one high in the air out into shallow right field. Bergoglio is there underneath it. He waves off Byers, makes the catch with two hands. Two gone in the bottom of the seventh inning. That'll bring up Ricardo Olivar, leadoff man, who was hit by a pitch in the first, going on the McCusker home run. Olivar 0 for 2 on the day, ground out in his flyout in his last two appearances. First pitch, fouls one off into the right field seats. 0-1. So a run scored for Olivar. He was up for the fourth time with Daniel Harper on the hill. He can go probably over two innings as an 0-1 pitch is hitting the air out to right center field. Fires calling off Fergus. He stands under it to reach out, make the grab, and a 1-2-3 entrance for Daniel Harper as Olivar flies out to Fires for the second straight at-bat. Down in order go the Mighty Muscles. Just the second time that that has happened here in this ball game. 2-0 the score. Fort Myers still in the lead. They'll have a new pitcher coming on for the top of the eighth inning.
For more information on how your group can join us, please stop by the Fairfield Inn Guest Services Group. Your friends at Aunt John Levine Accent Attorneys want to welcome you to tonight's game. Enjoy your time with friends and family. Keep an eye out for fly balls and be safe. Always remember their team is here to help your family take back control of your life in the event of any type of accident. Their consultations are always free and they can be reached at 1-800-747-3. 1-800-747-3733. Minnesota's home delicious and refreshing Cuba Blue root beer. If you found throughout the ballpark, you can crack open the root beer with an all-game taste. Cuba Blue root beer, proud sponsor of the Minnesota Twins and Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Be sure to stick around after tonight's game. We have a wonderful fireworks display selected especially just for you. Stick around immediately following this evening's game.
Ricardo Velez on the hill to replace Wilker Reyes in the top of the eighth inning. Anyone Fort Myers has thrown has looked pretty good so far, though. Two shutout innings for Reyes, no hits, two walks, four strikeouts, and his scoreless two innings of work. Velez likely to go for the six-out save, as it doesn't appear like anyone else is going to be stirring in the Fort Myers bullpen. As Cade Fergus taking his time getting into the batter's box as the number nine hitter, leading off the eight for the Threshers. He is 0 for 2 on the day. Threshers trail 2-0. Pitch, swing, and a miss. And that makes it 0-1. 0-1 now to Fergus. Two hits for the Threshers, two runs for the Mighty Muscles. Breaking ball, missing away, and the count even. One ball and one strike. It has just been no free stuff for Clearwater. Three walks, two hits, and still no runs scored. They've had their chances, but Fergus looking to start a rally here in the eighth inning for the Threshers. 2-1 the count now as he skinnies away from a wayward fastball by Ricardo Velez. Now the 2-1. Did he go?
He did not. It looks like I missed a ball. It was 3-1, so Fergus will lead off the eighth with a walk, and that William Bergoglio will represent the tying run. 24-year-old Ricardo Velez from Puerto Rico went to college in Oklahoma, College of the Science and Arts. In his third year as a pro, unsigned by the Minnesota Twins in 2021 to a minor league contract. Pitching for the 10th time this season, with four of them, now five, here in Fort Myers. 7 1/3 innings, one earned run, two total, six hits, and a walk. Now two with seven strikeouts. So Fergus, good speed over on first base. He's commonly used as a pinch runner off the bench. And he will stay over at first with William Bergoglio, looking for his first career homer, which would tie the game. No, he never really looks for a homer. Guys, just a gifted contact hitter is Bergoglio. Check swing, bounced foul down the right field line. 0-1 to Bergoglio. Fergus, six steals in seven attempts this season. So not the most aggressive base runner, but definitely successful when it comes to stealing bases. And I figured out why I missed a ball. There was a pitch clock violation in the first ball of the at-bat to Cade Fergus. Now Bergoglio pops this one in the left field. Short run backwards for Olivar. He drifts underneath it to make the catch. Strong throw into the cutoff man to make sure Fergus stays at first base. Third time that Bergoglio has flied out to Olivar and left, this time for the first out in the eighth inning. I'll bring up Ryan Rincon, who walked in the sixth, stole his 12th base of the year, but is 0-2 on the day. Was robbed on a line drive to the first baseman, Duran, back in the third inning. Now he's got a chance to tie this game and tie the man at first base, Cade Fergus, for the team lead with his 8th home run. That is how he can tie the game. 2-0 is the score. First pitch to Rincon, misses inside, 1-0. Ryan, an inside the park home run so far this season, and six others that left the yard as per usual. 1-0, breaking ball bouncing away. Tatum trying to goad Fergus into a base running mistake. He does not. Two balls, no strikes to Rincon. As Velez is set at the belt, Fergus a short lead off of first. He'll stay put, fastball outside, 3-0. And walking a guy before Ricardo Rosario comes to the plate has proved lethal before. That happened before his walk-off home run back on Thursday night last week. Well, a week before the All-Star break. Four-pitch walk to Brian Rincon to put the tying run on the first base bag. Fergus to second, Rincon on first, and Ricardo Rosario, who has had some clutch moments for the Threshers over these last couple of weeks, is coming up to the plate. Two massive home runs in last week's series as Richard Salazar comes up to the mound to have a chat with his pitcher. Rosario had a couple of big home runs for Clearwater last week. The eighth inning of the July 4th game, after he makes a diving catch to end the eighth and save at least a run. He led off the bottom of the eighth inning with an absolute shot into the left field bullpen at BayCare Ballpark. A couple nights later, after the Threshers' first loss of the series, he put them back on the good foot with a 3-1 walk-off home run that broke a 1-1 tie. Byers, who did not have a home run before hitting 2 in a game in Dunedin, has now homered at least once in each of the last three series, including a game-tying home run against Bradenton a couple weeks ago. His most recent one, that walk-off shot against Palm Beach on July the 6th. First pitch missing for ball one. Rosario, though, 0-3 on the night. He has reached base in each of his last 9 games, looking to make it 10 for the second time this season. Now, the 1-0 to Rosario. breaking ball away, 2-0. Velez, frustrated with himself, angrily slaps at the ball when he makes the catch, as there's now a lefty warming up in the Mighty Muscles bullpen. Six straight misses from Ricardo Velez. Velez deeps. Holding up the swing. Did he go? He did not. And it's 3-0 as the breaking ball missed on the outside corner. Rosario did well to check his swing there. And the Muscles have a lefty arm up in the bullpen. 3-0 count to Rosario. The pitch. Ball four. No. Surprised he didn't challenge that. But it's 3-1 on the breaking ball on the outside corner. In the bullpen is Gabriel Yanez, a former Phillies farmhand who was traded to the Twins after spring training. 3-1, Rosario takes this into shallow right field. Making the catch is McCusker, and he gets the grab on the run for the second out in the inning. So two gone in the eighth. The tying run still at first, and now Otto Kemp up at the plate for the Threshers. A single and a steal for him back in the second, but he's 1-for-3 on the day. Fergus lengthens his lead off of second. Rincon doing the same off of first. Two gone in the eighth. The pitch grounded towards the first baseman. Duran fields it, quickly tags the bag, and that ends the inning. As the Threshers once again strand the tying run here in the eighth. One or two runners left on base. No runs, no hits, no errors for Clearwater. They've got three more outs for Myers to put on some insurance in the bottom of the eighth inning. Threshers hoping to keep it at 2-0 with Daniel Harper coming back out for the bottom of the eighth inning.
Fans, Jason, the proud partner and official bank of the Mighty Muscles, stop by any of the many Southwest Florida locations. This summer is Hooters Summer on Ice. Stop by Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 for $15.83, 1 pound Bradley, and 3 hour domestic bill service. Fans, the Achievement Credit Union Community Section returns this season, and each game a different nonprofit organization receives up to 50 tickets to join us for game, courtesy of Achievement Credit Union. With many branches in Southwest Florida, Achievement Credit Union is proud to serve its growing membership. Stop by Branch and see why banking is good with Achievement.
Daniel Harper back out for the eighth inning. 2-0 lead for the Mighty Muscles here in Fort Myers. And a dangerous duo for the Mighty Muscles. DeAndrade, McCusker, and Cespedes. An extra base hit from the first two in this duo here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 2-0 lead for Fort Myers. Thanks to Carson McCusker. He's 2-for-2 with a solo with a two-run shot back in the first inning that had provided the only runs as the first pitch to Danny DeAndrade in there for a called strike. He doubled in the fifth, though. So DeAndrade is 1-for-3. Just to the two extra base hits coming from the first two in this inning. DeAndrade grounds one just fair down the third baseline, and he's going to round first, head for second as that ball rolls in the left field corner. Rosario slings one into the cutoff man. Rincon makes the grab, and that is the second double in consecutive at-bats for Danny DeAndrade. A leadoff double in the eighth inning, and Carson McCusker is up with base runners for the second time. Last time that happened was the two-run home run. Now he's got Danny DeAndrade in second base. McCusker struck out in the fifth. He was 2-for-2 off of Petit, but he's 0-for-1 with a 3-pitch K. That was against Aberson Castellano in the fifth. Fastball up and in, and Harper wasting no time in attacking the power threat to make it 0-1. Two hits for the Threshers, four for Fort Myers. It has truly been a pitcher's duel here at Hammond Stadium. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball on the inside corner. A beautiful pitch by Harper to make the count 0-2. DeAndrade standing on second base, being held on by Bergoglio, but he's not taking too much of a lead over the Keystone Sack. 0-2 now to McCusker. Harper deals. Fastball driven high and deep out to right field. Tailing towards foul territory, and that's where it will land, just next to the Threshers' bullpen, with Byers giving chase. 0-2 the count to McCusker. A final in the Phillies game, 8-3. Padres get the better of Philadelphia at the bank in their first game since the All-Star break. As Harper checks DeAndrade back over to second base. 0-2 the count still to McCusker. DeAndrade trying to dance around and distract the right-handed pitcher. The 0-2. Hit on a line. That's going to go into right center field. Base hit. Fergus has it. He's got a cannon, so DeAndrade will hold up at third. Throw to second base. Not in time. And the throw back to third keeps DeAndrade at the third base bag. Should be a single for McCusker, who has a three-hit ball game and back-to-back base hits start off the eighth inning for the Mighty Muscles. Arguably, McCusker's two biggest hits of the game have come with two strikes. A 2-2 count on the home run, an 0-2 count before that single. Moved DeAndrade over to third and brought the Threshers infield in with two big insurance runs in scoring position for the Mighty Muscles. Nobody out. McCusker on second, DeAndrade on third. Cespedes takes the first pitch, a fastball outside to make it a 1-0 count. Still 2-0, but this is the first time that any team has recorded multiple hits in an inning since the Threshers did it in the second. 1-0 count to Cespedes, swing and a miss, and it's 1-1, way behind that fastball by Harper. 1-0 the count to Rubel Cespedes, who was 0-3. A double play won't cut it. No one on first base. McCusker on second, on DeAndrade on third. The 1-1. Fastball hit in the air out to left field. Rosario going back. That's going to go over his head and reach the wall. DeAndrade jogs home. McCusker will round third and score easily. And it's a 2-run double for Rubel Cespedes. He makes it 4-0 Mighty Muscles with nobody out in the eighth inning. Rosario playing in a little bit. And that one just absolutely scorched by Rubel Cespedes. Not much he could do about that one. A hard hit ball goes past the Threshers' left fielder. Matt Hockenberry will come out and have a chat with his pitcher. One last check around the Florida State League. So as it would stand, we would have a three-way tie for the lead in the second half of the Florida State League in the West Division. Bradenton currently leading Dunedin 8-6 through 8. Last chance for the Blue Jays in Bradenton. And coming up in the ninth inning. And the Flying Tigers have a chance to add on to their 13-11 lead over the Tampa Tarpons. Lakeland, 10 straight wins. They're on the verge of making an 11 for the top of the ninth coming up over its nine-runner field. St. Lucie swept the Hammerheads, coming back and winning 5-4 in Game 2 after completing a suspended game from the end of June in a 4-1 victory. So two wins to start off the post-All-Star break season for the St. Lucie Mets. Daytona and Palm Beach is postponed. Now Carlos Aguiar swings and misses at a low breaking ball, and it's an 0-1 count to the Mighty Muscles' designated hitter. He reached on a walk in the sixth and singled in the first inning. He's got Rubel Cespedes on second, who had the third double of the ball game that just drove in two runs. That will tip off of Aguiar's bat, and it's quickly 0-2. That's double number 19 for Rubel Cespedes, which puts him in a tie for second with Michael Curiale of Palm Beach. in the league lead. Only Jarrell Ortega now up with high A Cedar Rapids of the Twins organization has more. Former teammates were Cespedes and Ortega here in Fort Myers this season. One ball and two strikes now to Aguiar, who is 1-for-2 on the day. Still no outs, but two runs across in the eighth inning. Thresher staring down the barrel of a 4-0 deficit. This one high in the air out to right field, but coming in is Viers. He'll make the grab, and it's not deep enough to send Cespedes to third. First out of the inning on a lazy fly ball to right, and that will bring up Rafael Cruz. Two runs already home in this eighth inning, and emergency arm getting started for the Threshers. There was a man in the bullpen, Gabriel Yanez, the lefty, was getting loose for the Mighty Muscles. And it would be a tactical move for Meyer to put him on with two lefties due up in the ninth for the Threshers. Curveball in there for a called strike to Cruz, count 0-1. Moore, Leach, and Castillo, hitters number 1 and 3 in that duo, are left-handed batters. So a former Phillies farmhand could be assigned to get the final three outs against two guys that he used to play with. 0-2 now to Cruz, who fouls off a breaking ball off the netting next to the Threshers dugout. 0-2 count, man on second base with one gone, 4-0 the lead for Fort Myers here in Hammond Stadium. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, missing away, 1-2. Like a slider there from Harper. That got away and did not get the chase from Rafael Cruz. Still one out, so batting next is Dylan Noisy, who's 0-for-1 on the day. 1-2, fastball, rocketed up towards the berm over in right, and that is going to reach the concourse and bounce out of the stadium and will stay at 1-2. Always like to see a group of kids on the berm just getting absolutely excited when they see a ball hitting their general direction. Now it's a 1-2 pitch to Cruz. Fastball upstairs, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, a man on second and one out. 4-0 the lead for Fort Myers. The pitch, hit up the middle, into right center field. That's going to fall for a base hit and possibly more. Fergus wheels around and sends it to second with the run scoring from second. As Cespedes comes home on an RBI single from Rafael Cruz, and it's 5-0 Fort Myers. Three runs already in the inning and still only one out for the Mighty Muscles as Dylan Noisy comes up to the plate. Now the runner on first base, but Cruz, pretty solid speed over on the first base bag. Another gene that runs in the family. First pitch in there for a called strike to Noisy, count 0-1. Just one stolen base in his only attempt this season for Rafael Cruz. He is 9-for-14 over his 3-year minor league career, a high of 3 without a caught stealing in his DSL season in 2021, went 5-for-10 last year over two levels of rookie ball. 1-1 the count to Noisy, 5-0 the lead for Fort Myers with one gone in the bottom of the eighth inning, 1-1. Hit on the ground. That's going to get through once again. Another hit for the Mighty Muscles as a ground ball past the shortstop Rincon brings the fifth hit of the inning for Fort Myers. That puts a runner back in scoring position as Cruz is on second base. Noisy on first. Still one out. Getting up and ready for the Threshers. Now Gregory Duran, who is hitless on the day with two strikeouts, cracks a ball on the ground foul, knocking off the tarp to make it 0-1. One to Duran, one out and two on. Three runs already home for Fort Myers. That's more gave the ball to a security guard who tossed it up in the air for a bunch of kids waiting on that berm on the first base side. 0-2 the count now to Duran as the breaking ball lands on the outside corner, a well-placed pitch from the right-hander Harper. 0-2 now to Duran. One out and two on. 0-2. Drill. High and deep out to right. Byers settles underneath it. He makes the catch. Should be enough to make the runner's tag. At least the second base runner, as Cruz heads to third base on the flyout, with Noisy staying put over at first. So now runners on the corners with two outs after the flyout from Gregory Duran. That'll bring up the number 9 hitter, the 8th batter of the inning, in Dylan Tatum. Tatum, 2 strikeouts against 2 different pitchers. And the runner goes to second. Noisy off and running, and Bregoia quickly adjusting to make sure that Cruz stays on third after the stolen base by Noisy. He'd have still nullified on a batter's interference by Tatum back in the second inning. So now that is stolen base number 11 for Dylan Noisy. It's a 1-0 count to Tatum, who's 0-for-3 on the day. Now he's got 2 runners in scoring position with 2 outs. Fastball missing upstairs at 1-0. The Threshers, if they were to come back from it, they would need to get 1 run under their, or 2 runs under their season highest mark, and escape a comeback that would be their largest of the season. 2-1 now to Tatum as the fastball is cut on and missed from Harper. Runners on second and third. Threshers had a 4-run comeback on the second against Bradenton. 2-1 to Tatum. Fastball outside, 3-1. 2 outs in the inning. Ricardo Olivar is the last man who has not batted this frame for Fort Myers. Harper trying to keep that from happening. 3 balls and 1 strike. The pitch cut on and miss, and the count will run full. The runners will not go as Noisy is on second. Cruz is on third. 2 gone, a full count, and first base open for the Mighty Muscles catcher. Payoff pitch, outside, ball 4, and the bases are loaded with the 9th man coming to the plate for Fort Myers. Marty Malloy on the top step of the Threshers' dugout. And he will keep over him, clapping towards the mound to try and get his pitcher going to just get this last out. 5-0 is the lead for Fort Myers, and they've got a chance to do a whole lot more damage. 9 hits, with most of them coming this inning. 5 to be exact. 2 outs with the bases loaded to Olivar, breaking ball over the heart of the plate to make it 0-1. 2 flyouts, a ground out, and a hit by pitch, and 4 at-bats to Ricardo Olivar, who scored on a 2-run jack by McCusker. This one is sliced high and foul, and it's going to be 0-2, curving down the right field line. And some fans will run up deep into the stands to retrieve the baseball. Over 40 pitches now for Harper. He's throwing a lot of strikes, and the Mighty Muscles have been doing a good job hitting him this inning. Now it's an 0-2 to Olivar. The pitch, fastball, high and tight, and it's 1-2. Olivar choosing not to swing there and keeps the inning alive. Dylan Tatum on first, Dylan Noisy on second, and Rafael Cruz on third. Bases loaded, 2 outs, 3 runs, and 5 hits already across for Fort Myers. 1-2 hit on a line. Leaping is when Colin won't get there. Rosario makes the play, and a cannon of a throw home keeps just 1-1 coming in. RBI single for Ricardo Olivar, his first hit of the day, and it's 6-0 Mighty Muscles on the RBI single from Ricardo. And Marty still staying in the Threshers dugout. And again, Harper to finish up this inning. There was a lefty warming up for the Threshers. It appears he is ready. as Marty Malloy will come out and get Harper, as the Mighty Muscles will send Danny DeAndrade up to the plate for the second time in this eighth inning. Four runs on six hits after a 1-2-3 seventh from Daniel Harper, and the Threshers will get a new pitcher to try and finish out this frame. It is Danny Wilkinson coming in from the Clearwater bullpen to relieve Harper. We'll give you his line when we come back. 6-0 the deficit, Fort Myers ahead here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. The bases are still loaded. Danny Wilkinson coming into the game with the bases jacked and two outs in the inning. Olivar on first after the RBI single. Dylan Tatum on second. And on third is Dylan Noisy. Four runs on five hits in the inning. And Daniel Harper has allowed four runs on six hits, excuse me. One walk, one strikeout as well. But Harper is on the hook for the three base runners, so his line isn't complete yet. Danny Wilkinson trying to make quick work of another Danny, DeAndrade, who's doubled in each of his last two. He takes a breaking ball up and in to make it a 1-0 count. Double and a run in the eighth for DeAndrade. He has doubled in each of his last two at-bats to make him 2-for-4 on the night. 1-0 the count. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside, just catching the corner. Count evens at 1-1, but it's challenged by DeAndrade. Quickly staying at 1-1. Three-pitch mix for Wilkinson. Heavy on the curveball, a slider that's quite similar to it, and a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. DeAndrade went around on a nasty curve that bounced in the dirt, so it's 1-2. A really good pitch by Wilkinson to induce that swing from Danny DeAndrade. He's got the count down 1-2. Three shutout innings with 8 strikeouts, most by a reliever this season on Saturday against Palm Beach. There he gets a wave and a whiff, and that is strike 3, mercifully bringing the end to the ninth inning as Danny Wilkinson strikes out the only batter that he faces and ends the onslaught for Fort Myers. Four runs on six hits, no errors, and the bases left loaded. And the Threshers now down 6-0 with 3 outs to go here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. The 24 trusted brand by Wyndham and Schuster. Your wait is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. For nearly 70 years, Brandon has delivered the very best seed, crop protection, and nutrient solutions to farms, golf courses, and home gardens around the world. Brandon, professional agriculture, proud to power our mighty muscle. Visit Brandon.com for more information. With modern coastal-inspired ambiance, Hyatt Regency Coconut Point Resort and Spa provides the perfect setting to soak up the spirit of the Naples area and Southwest Florida. Come embrace the vibrant Bonita Springs lighting scene and a fresh food culture of the core of El Cosa at their 5 distinctive restaurants and bars. From family retreats to romantic escapes, this Southwest Florida resort Bonita Springs offers endless excitement in a beautiful setting. At Hyatt Regency Coconut Point Resort and Spa, you'll create memories that will last a lifetime. Throwback Thursdays are brought to you by Gator Country 101.9, Southwest Florida's Country Station.
playing the best country music, giving away the best prizes with the best country listeners on the
last planet. Chance for the Threshers in a turn war to do it in. They have to equal their second highest run scoring inning. They have scored seven or more runs in a frame three times this season, most recently July 2nd on the road against Bradenton, and a seven-run inning on the road against Tampa, a seven-run inning at home against St. Lucie, and then an eight-run inning in Bradenton against the Mirage. So it's still a possibility. With this hitting team, you really can't rule out anything. And they'll do it against Ricardo Velez, who had a little bit of trouble finding the strike zone at first, but did get three outs in the eighth, despite walking two. Cole Moore looking to extend his hit streak as he takes a look at ball number one to start off the top of the ninth inning. So with the six-run lead, Gabriel Yanez still in the bullpen getting loose, but Brian Meyer opted not to bring out the lefty to face two lefties that are guaranteed to come up in the ninth inning. Jordan Fires, if one gets on base, a lefty as well, he would come up. Now a 1-1 count to Moore as he fouls off a breaking ball towards the Threshers' dugout on the first base side. Velez, the line, the kick, and the 1-1. Moore drills this one deep into right field. Going back and looking up, that ball bounces off this wall, and that will end up as a double for Moore. I thought for a second that bounced off the stands, but it is a leadoff double for Cole Moore, his fourth over his recent hit streak. Six hits in the last series, three doubles and two home runs, and Moore tying his season high with a five-game hit streak with his fourth double over that span. Leadoff two-bagger that was almost a home run from Moore puts him on second base, and the Threshers need everything like that that they can get. That'll bring up Ryan Leach with a man in scoring position and nobody out. Infield is back for Fort Myers as Leach swings and misses ahead of a breaking ball to make the count 0-1. Sixth double of the year for Cole Moore. Four of them have come in the month of July. So Moore really catching fire for the Threshers. Oh, 1, cut on and missed again. Another breaking ball gets Leach to offer, and it's 0-2. Moore, certainly not a stealing threat from second. He does have one bag this season. That came stealing second, though. Now it's an 0-2. A quick look over at Moore by Velez, and the 0-2 pitch. Fouled away, Leach stays alive, getting his end of the bat on that baseball to knock it back behind home plate. Still an 0-2 count. Moore on second, nobody out for the Threshers, trailing by six here in the top of the ninth. The 0-2. Tap down the third baseline. It will roll foul before it can get to Cruz. Still an 0-2 count, and Leach was speeding towards first, so he'll have a longer run back to the right-handed batter's box. Still an 0-2 count to Ryan, who's 1-for-2 on the day, struck out in the seventh, singled in the second, and walked in the fifth. Power-hitting catcher up at the plate for the Threshers. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Another breaking ball gets him to go. And that is the first strikeout of the day for Ricardo Velez. One gone, and Jordan Fires, or sorry, Chad Castillo coming up to the plate for the Threshers. Castillo, last chance to extend his hit streak and has lasted the last six games. He has reached base in every contest in the month of July, and each of his last 13 dated all the way back to June 1st. This one hit high in the air into the left center field gap. Coming in on it is Olivar, and he makes the catch. And the hit streak ends at six for Chad Castillo. First time in July that Castillo has not reached on a hit. 13-game on-base streak, though, after the walk in the seventh inning. Now, William Fiers is where the Threshers' final hopes rest here in this 6-0 contest. Fiers is 0-for-3 with two flyouts and a ground out. He's got a runner on second. Bouncing breaking ball makes it 1-0. Might need extra bases to get Moore home, depending on when the single is hit, where a single could be hit, but Moore still has deceptively good speed for a big first baseman. Byers, 6'4" himself, he's got plenty of speed, and now he's got a 1-0 count. Velez looks at second, the pitch. Byers drills this one, deep into right center field. Drifting back is McCusker, looking up, and that ball is out of here. Second straight game with a dinger for Jordan Fiers and a loud shot to keep this game alive. Two runs come home for the Threshers with two outs in the ninth. It is 6-2, and the bid for a shutout ends with two outs in the ninth inning.
Center fielder number 17, Kane Burks.
Fifth homer of the year for Fiers. He's got a two-run shot in each of the past two games. And now, Cade Fergus is up with the final out resting on his bat. Looking to keep this game alive, the Threshers get their first run of the game in the ninth on a two-run shot by Fiers. Two innings where they have recorded multiple hits. Two in the second, a double, and a homer now in the ninth. Maybe a triple for Fergus, and they can complete the team hit cycle as the breaking ball is in there for a called strike. I don't think the team hit cycle is a thing, but let's make it a thing. 1-1. Breaking ball low, a 1-2 at the knees of Fergus, and now the Threshers down to their final strike. Two runs already home. Bases clear after the two-run jack by Fiers. And now it's 1-2 to Fergus. Two outs, the pitch. Swing and a miss. That will end the ball game. The Threshers still put two runs across, two hits, but they don't leave a man on board, and the Fort Myers Riding Muscles get their second consecutive win against the Threshers here at home. Final score, 4-2. Threshers getting both of their runs on Jordan Byers' run in the ninth inning. A 6-2 loss. Is going to clog up first place in the West Division in the second half. Threshers have their playoff spot clinched. The overall standings, Bradenton does have the edge over Lakeland, so they'll stay in second as Bradenton and Lakeland join the Threshers now with 11 wins in the second half. Fort Myers back up to .500. They will go three games behind, but still one behind Tampa, who lost to Lakeland tonight. 11 straight wins for the Flying Tigers in the second half. They are on an absolute tear and just drafted one of the best high school prospects in the draft. We'll take a quick break while fireworks grace the stadium here in Fort Myers. Quick break there. Now we'll have a quick post-game show as the Threshers fall 6-2 against Fort Myers here at Hammond Stadium. 55-26 on the year now are the Clearwater Threshers. 42-40 for the Mighty Muscles. The Threshers will need to win two straight games in their second three-game series. Exactly what they did against Bradenton in the first weekend of the season. So, Ben Etheridge gets his first win of the season. 1-4 is he. Jonathan Petit, his first decision, taking the loss, and is now 0-1. Second save of the year for Ricardo Velez. He got the final six outs, despite allowing the two-run home run that, while still didn't put it in a save situation for the Mighty Muscles or the Threshers.
touchdown home run by Carson McCusker started off the scoring for the Mighty Muscles. Bounced back in the bottom of the first inning. Fort Myers will have four more runs, or added four more runs on six hits in the eighth with RBIs from Rubel Cespedes, Rafael Cruz, and Ricardo Olivar. Two RBIs on a double for Cespedes and singles for Cruz and Olivar made it 6-0 heading into the ninth inning. Cole Moore led off the frame with a deep double into right field, and then Jordan Fires finished the job with the first two runs of the game for Clearwater. His second homer in as many games, his fifth on the season, and that made it 6-2, but that's all the Threshers would get. Their four-game win streak ends at 4, a long cry from their longest streak of the season, but already a playoff spot clinched. They'll drop their first game out of the All-Star break. For the Threshers, just four hits, two runs, with Jordan Byers doing the most damage. So a two-run home run and a one-for-four day. Cole Moore, one-for-four with a one-run score. Leach was 1-for-3 with a walk. Kemp was 1-for-4 with a stolen base. 5 walks for the Threshers, 8 strikeouts. The pitching staff struck out 7, including one by Danny Wilkinson and the only batter that he faced in the ninth inning. Save to Velez, win to Etheridge, loss to Jonathan Petit, who allowed the 2 runs in 4 innings of work. Really, other than a home run, a solid game by Petit. His ERA actually drops from 5.93 to 5.80. But he does get his first loss of the season. A couple of scores around the Florida State League. As I mentioned, victorious are the Flying Tigers and the Bradenton Marauders, which creates a 3-way tie at the top of the second half standings in the West Division. Bradenton beating up the Dunedin Blue Jays, knocking them back. 8-6, the victory in Bradenton. Lakeland beating the Tigers 14-12. Lakeland beating the Tarpons 14-12. In Tampa. Doubleheader swept by St. Lucie against the Hammerheads. 4-1 Mets, 5-4 Mets in the second game. And Daytona and Palm Beach will have a doubleheader tomorrow to make up their contest. One more round of minor league scores as the Phillies system have all reached final games. And then we'll send it here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. In rookie ball, Cardinals took down the Phillies Red in 10 innings, walk-off fashion for the Dominican Summer League Cardinals, but both DSL teams have a winning record, maybe none greater than the Phillies White. 17-9, they improved the best record in the Dominican Summer League to 21-6 with an 8-run victory over the DSL Twins. Phillies and Yankees in Florida Complex League action was the Yankees in Tampa, who got the victory 8-4 over the FCL Phillies. Now to full season ball. 4-2 winners are the Rome Braves over the Blue Claws. A strong start to the second half of the season. They're looking for a playoff spot with a couple of former Threshers on their roster, but they're only a few games out of it in the SAL North Division. They fall by 2. To the second half champions of last year's South Atlantic League, but that was in the South Division. The Rome Braves, though, further out of playoff contention this year. They're 38-44. Redding shut down the Portland Sea Dogs 9-2, celebrating the big league call-up of Johan Rojas with a 9-2 victory over the Sea Dogs. The Eastern League overall record leaders at 50-32. Lehigh Valley blanked the White Sox AAA affiliate, Nick Nelson earning the win. His second of the season in AAA. He rehabbed with the Threshers earlier this season. Pitched a couple of starts in Tampa for Clearwater. 8-0 the victors are Lehigh Valley over the Charlotte Knights. That is going to do it for the Phillies minor league system. Now let's check out the big leagues. 8-3, Padres getting the win over the Phillies. Yu Darvish victor Christopher Sanchez takes the loss in an 8-3 defeat for the Phillies. That is the only final score. We do have a delay and a postponement. Royals and Rays will have a doubleheader at the K tomorrow. Cardinals and Nats may be headed that way as Paul Goldschmidt was up in the bottom of the third with a 1-0 lead for the Cardinals over the Nationals, but that game is delayed with 2 outs in the bottom of the third inning over at Busch Stadium.
Tigers and Mariners just about to get started. Eduardo Rodriguez against Luis Castillo in one of the better pitching matchups you'll see today. A couple of games more advanced. In the ninth inning are the Pirates and Giants. Last licks for Pittsburgh at PNC Park. Two gone. And the last chance after a double play just wiped a couple of players off the bases. 6-4 leaders, the Giants look to get to 50 wins. 3-1 the lead for the Royals over the Marlins in a battle of 250-plus win teams in Baltimore. Dean Kramer is on the hill and in line for the victory with two gone in the top of the sixth inning. Another 50-win team battle. 7-2 leaders are the Blue Jays over the Diamondbacks in Toronto. Middle of the eighth inning, Springer, Bichette, and Biggio due up in the bottom eight for Toronto. 5-0 Dodgers lead the Mets and a chance to add some more. Runners on the corners, one gone in the top of the ninth for All-Star first baseman Freddie Freeman, trying to extend that lead. Brewers looking to get to 50 as well. Doing so would tie them for first in the NL Central with the Reds, who, coincidentally, they are playing, and they are on the cusp of getting that victory. Actually, the game just went final. 1-0 Brewers. Corbin Burnes combining with Devin Williams for the win. 8 wins for Corbin, 21 saves for Devin Williams, both named All-Stars. Graham Ashcraft gets the loss. The Reds muster two hits in a 1-0 loss in Cincinnati. More Central action, this time AL Central. White Sox trailing to the Braves 9-0 in the bottom of the eighth at Truist Park. Bottom of the sixth coming up at Wrigley Field. Cubs falling 5-2 against the AL East worst Red Sox. 5-2 the score with Ian Happ, Seiya Suzuki, and Cody Bellinger due up. Try and take that lead back forward to Chicago. Bottom of the sixth in Texas, Jonah Heim is up with runners on the corners as the Rangers are down 4-2 to the Cleveland Guardians. All-star catcher Heim representing the tying run. Yankees trailing 4-2 to the Rockies with Kyle Higashioka up with one out in the top of the fifth inning against Austin Gomber over in Colorado. Angels and Astros just got started, already a 1-0 game in Oakland. The Twins leading the A's, looking to get back to 500, as are the Angels. Two hits in the top of the first, two outs, with Shohei Ohtani going on the mound for L.A. Twins lead the A's 1-0 in the top of the first, and as I mentioned, Tigers and Mariners just about to get started. That is going to do it for tonight, though. Threshers dropped their first game post-All-Star break by a 6-2 margin, and look for vengeance tomorrow against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscle. 7-6 on the season series. Clearwater hoping not to let it drop down to 500, as it would mean their first series loss in about a month. Last time the Threshers lost a series was against the Tampa Tarpons between the 13th and 18th of June, ending with a Father's Day defeat to the Tampa Tarpons. 6-2 the final score, though. Threshers drop it by 4 runs, and we'll be back tomorrow. 6 o'clock game, though, here at Hammond Stadium. I'll have the pregame show at 5:45 as the Threshers take on the Mighty Muscles for the second time, the post-All-Star Game weekend series. But for tonight, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to the Threshers Broadcast Network. My name is Josh Sperber, and I wish all of you a great Friday night. Enjoy the start of your weekend.